Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You got Obama phone?
Yes, everybody in Cleveland, low minority, got Obama phone. Keep Obama in president, you know? He what? Gave us a phone.
He gave you
he
a phone?
Do more.
How'd he give you a phone?
You sign up. If you on food stamps, you on Social Security, you got low income, you disability.
Hey, I have a question. Okay, what's wrong with Romney again?
Romney, he sucks. Hey! Obama.
You got Obama phone?
Yes, everybody in Cleveland, low minority, got Obama phone. Keep Obama in president, you know? He what? Gave us a phone.
He gave you a phone.
I've got to make this a ringtone.
You sign up. If you're on food stamps, you on Social Security, you got low income, you disability. Obama.
You got Obama phone?
Yes.
There you go. You know, I saw this video yesterday. I should have gotten to it on the radio. It is the biggest viral video in America right now. And, you know, there's countless clips of this back in the election 4 years ago with black, white, you name it, standing up and saying, thank you, Mr. President. I'm going to get a free house, a free phone, a free car. And Obama would go along with it. Remember, women would get up and say, Mr. President, will you please give me a house? He'd say, yes, I'm going to give you a house. And last night, I spent some time looking for those clips on YouTube. I spent like an hour after my children went to bed, and I couldn't find them. So I sent Paul Watson an IM. He's over in England. He gets up about 6 hours earlier. And I said, hey, do an article on this, because he was on the nightly news last night. He covered it on the nightly news. And I said, will you dig up some of the other clips? Because I know there's just, from memory, about 20 of them. And I've been listening to other talk radio. They're only playing two clips, and it's the two clips we're able to find. This new one that surfaced at the Drudge Report, drudgereport.com yesterday, that's where it went viral, to one of the number one stories in the world, not just here. People in Europe are watching this, in Asia in horror. And I hear on talk shows the other clip of the woman thinking she's going to get her mortgage paid for. But that's it. And there's like 20 of them. So will listeners find them? Our millions of listeners, 3 million a day. Can you find them and send them to showtips at Infowars.com? Because Watson can't find them. I can't find them. It's kind of like when I couldn't find George Soros in the late 1990s. He was on 60 Minutes, and he said, yeah, I helped round people up, Jews. He was Jewish in Romania and helped send them away, and I don't feel bad about that. Somebody else would have done it. And I'd seen that, and then it was expunged off the web, and we finally found it again. Somebody re-uploaded it. So they clearly have removed these, because I know how to find stuff. I know how to find stuff. And the reason they've removed it quietly in the last 3.5 years is because they know that the image of dependency that they have created, they want to keep it under their hat. They do not want that image of reality out there. So I'm going to be talking about that today. We have the CNN reporter who quit over the fact that they were ordering her to cover up massacres while, of course, demonizing groups that are basically innocent. So Amber Lyon is going to be joining us, popping in, coming up in the second hour. That said, obviously, there's a lot of other news. And tied into this dependency culture and what government does to people. I mean, it's a fact. The verdict's in. We know what the limousine liberals do. And I'm going to break down the rest of the story coming up. I want to tie it into the attack on free speech. Feds arrest producer of controversial anti-Islam film on probation violation charges. They say he didn't have a free speech. Wow, I didn't know that. New Jersey high school students planning cafeteria boycott to protest Obama guidelines. Yeah, why is the government involved in even private schools, what's served? I mean, is the federal government going to be involved in what I do in my bathroom? Well, yeah, they do control my toilet. And also, Delaware bans spanking.
Defending the
Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. That's 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. That's 9 to noon Pacific, 10 to 1 p.m. Mountain. We are here live. Thank you so much for joining us on this worldwide Friday transmission. And we are going to have an absolutely jam-packed broadcast today. We have a CNN whistleblower coming on to talk about CNN covering up massacres and more as a globalist propaganda front. We are also going to break down TSA now lies about bizarre freeze drills where they literally scream at you in dog training and prisoner training. That's what it is. Also, forget your free phone. Obama has screwed the poor. Paul Joseph Watson article at prisonplanet.com and Infowars.com. 14 signs that the world economy is getting weaker. We've also got a breakdown on refs don't matter. The fix is in. I'm going to comment on the NFL and that whole fraud. And we are also going to continue to break down what's happening with the economy and more. Stuff like this. Matt Damon's anti-fracking movie financed by oil-rich Arab nation. That doesn't mean I'm saying out-of-control fracking is a good thing in some areas not being done properly and damaging valuable water supplies, important water supplies, aquifers that are national treasures. What it does mean is this is how monopoly capitalism works, insider systems. Because the big oil companies, it's come out, actually finance the fake environmental groups to shut down new refineries and things to create a bottleneck on the glut of oil to keep prices high. While they criticize the environmental groups publicly, they're actually financing them. And it's the same deal here. They don't want us to be energy independent. North America, not just the U.S., is swimming in oil, swimming in natural gas, and swimming in clean burning coal. We have the largest clean coal deposit in the world, but Bill Clinton in 1997, look it up, laid, what was it, over 4 million acres of it off limits, the biggest deposit in the world. The only other big deposit is, you guessed it, Chicom, China. And do you know what happened to the Chinese government-controlled company within 1 month of Bill Clinton doing that with an executive order back in the late 90s? Their stock and profits just absolutely went off the chart. You can go look that up. So, if memory serves, like a doubling in the stock in just 1 week. I mean, it's insane. Over the next month, their profits exploded. This is how things work. Obama shuts down hundreds of power plants. Now it's going to be thousands of coal-burning plants. Hundreds of them. Thousands more to be shut down. That's the head of the Energy Department just said that earlier this year. And then gives waivers to his inside buddies, like General Electric. And what happens? Well, General Electric can charge you. Well, here in Austin, it's what, double now what it was just 5 years ago. That's the Austin American Statesman. But they go, it's for the earth. And now Austin's announced they're going to shut down the final giant modern Fayetteville plant that Austin owns. Shut it down. You, they actually say in the paper, it's for the earth. No, it's not for the earth. It's not for the earth. It's for the insider power companies that are raping the living daylights out of us. And Matt Damon, I wonder if he's just a well-meaning liberal sop, you know, always being used by cold-blooded globalists to destroy America. Or is he really just super cold-blooded himself? Because I like Matt Damon. I mean, I like him in the Bourne trilogy. I think he's a good actor. I don't know Matt Damon. I know people that know him. They say he's a pretty smart guy. So I got to say, tentatively, looks like you're an evil bastard. All right, I'm sorry. I'm going to stop right there. Listen, they don't intend to let us have real alternative energy systems and technologies. They're going to give us little unpractical systems they own and control. They're going to shut this country down and phase in over the next decade the equivalent of $10 a gallon gas, and that's been stated. And they say they want to bankrupt this country. Do I need to play the clips of Obama saying that? He wants to bankrupt coal? The globalists don't control coal, ladies and gentlemen, because it's diversified, and that's why they're going to shut it down. We might as well just give the globalists coal, and maybe they wouldn't. No, see, still their instincts are to shut everything down. They are feudal lords. They are into oligarchy. Study that historically to understand what they're up to. Now, speaking of oligarchy, speaking of feudalism, let me just give you a condensed historical breakdown of feudalism that is the political system in every civilization of the last 6,000 years. In every civilization until the Renaissance, 500 years ago, I don't care if you're Asian. I don't care if you are Mesoamerican, which is really Asian. I don't care if you're Caucasoid, Negroid. It doesn't matter what group you are. Black, white, it doesn't matter. What so-called, you know, subgroup of humanity you are. What breed. Every human culture, after it got up above tribal groups bigger than 10,000, every single group, every culture was feudalist run. Now, what is feudalism? You have a ruling royalty, and then you have a group of lords, sub-chiefs. And they always develop a system where they keep a subclass as slaves or indentured servants on tiny pieces of property and make them hunt and fish and gather and plant in an agrarian system to deliver the majority of it to the ruling class. And then the ruling class finds out that if you ever get healthy, get enough food, get enough energy, enough money, that you will become uppity. So they learn very quickly to keep you down and to keep you dumbed down. And they would generally use the next door tribe as the threat to say, hey, they're worse than us. If they take over, you're going to be outright slaves. So we have a warrior class that serves the chiefs and the head chief, the lords, and they will protect you if you give them your daughters, if you give them your fealty, if you submit to them. Now, that is the modern system that the globalists want to bring back. They want to get away from the real modern system of the Renaissance, liberty, freedom, lots of small businesses, industry, artisans, a culture that admires beauty, because it's a competitive society. And all the camp followers of the oligarchs, of the royalty, of the insiders, of the monopoly men, they have always instinctively hated and feared real competition. Okay? They don't like competition, as the founder of the Rockefeller dynasty said. Competition is a what? A sin. So when you look at the Obama phone lady who sounds like a cross between Sam Kinison and a Muppet, I've got to get that as a ringtone. I'm telling you, I want that. When you look at this woman and you look at other people, I mean, there's dozens of these clips, and I want to dig them all back out because I'm only seeing two of them circle the media. I want to go dig out, because I looked, someone couldn't find them. You saw it during the election, and all those rallies, women collapsing 4 years ago, saying, I'm going to get a free house, and Obama would say, yes, you are. I mean, there's stuff 10 times worse, literally. We've got to dig that out and get it up in articles at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, because everybody out there has these two clips. And I went and looked. I know they've been taking these down, because I can always find stuff. I remember the names of the clips. They're gone. Maybe just because 4 years have gone by and people have lost their YouTube accounts over time. You know, they go dormant and stuff, but we need to dig those up. But you need to understand, I'm going to give you here today the rest of the story on the Obama phone clip we're going to play here in a moment. Because, you know, we sit here and go, oh, look at this pathetic lady, you know, dumbed down, begging for something free from the government. The media is trying to spin it and say, oh, this is an old policy. Yeah, there was a welfare program where if you were in a rural community, you could get a landline paid for. If you're a disabled vet or something, or a disabled old lady, I'm not against that. The issue is it's cell phones and smartphones so the government can contact and organize these people. And they run ads advertising the free phone, $1.6 billion a year. So it is a government program of free goodies. And when you hear how pathetic this woman is, I actually did some looking this morning. Because I'd seen the numbers over the years, and I knew that illegitimacy in blacks, whites, it didn't matter, in the 1950s was less than 10% single-parent homes. I did the research. You can pull this up yourself. It turns out blacks had less illegitimacy than whites in the 1950s. White people had more children out of wedlock than blacks. Now, 92%. This is the federal numbers. You can pull these up. 90+% 92% on average. It varies year to year, but it's always above 90. Of blacks are born out of wedlock. Now, 50+% of whites are born out of wedlock. The globalists admit they want to get rid of the family. In slavery, you're not allowed to have a family. When the Romans had white slaves out of Western Europe, they didn't allow them to have families 2,000 years ago. There's slave manuals that were adopted in the Americas for blacks that are Roman slave manuals. You can look that up. So I'm going to go over all this, but I'm going to take you out to break with the product of the nanny state big government. Here is the Obama phone lady. And we will go to break.
You got Obama phone?
Yes, everybody in Cleveland, low minority, got Obama phone. Keep Obama in president, you know. He gave us a phone.
He gave you a phone?
He's gonna do more.
How did he give you a phone?
You sign up. If you on food stamps, you on Social Security, you got low income, you disability.
Hey, I have a question. Okay, what's wrong with Romney again?
Romney, he sucks. Hey!
You got Obama phone?
Yes, everybody in Cleveland, low minority, got Obama phone. Keep Obama in president, you know. He gave us a phone.
He gave you a phone.
More.
All right.
You
know, people that like to feel good and superior looking at this pathetic woman, this is being done to every racial group. She's just further down the rat hole. Really? You don't need any thought control? Public schools nationwide, I have the articles here, are asking students, do your parents spank you? It's not illegal anywhere in the United States to spank your children. That's why schools have had corporal punishment. It works. Many mammal species, including whales, deer, will discipline their young when they don't listen because they will be killed. I've seen mother deer bite their fawns, kick them. When they walk out into a field where there are hunters, I've watched it. I've watched on Discovery Channel, mother seal spanking the baby seal when he goes over by the breathing hole of the killer whales. And the nanny state wants children to be out of control so they can then have curfews and checkpoints when society breaks down. This is the oldest trick in the book. You've got to wreck a society before you can totally take it over. And while this has been going on under the eugenicist in the last 90 years or so, they've been taking over the society as they go. But now what they're saying is the state can spank you or taser you, that they admit kills people in many cases. The government can rubber bullet you, taser you, shoot you if you have a pen in your hand waving it around. But your parents, well, they can't say no to vaccines. They can't say no to abortions. You're just there to provide the state with a child. And that ties into the welfare crowd that after generation have been turned into jokes, who now become the CPS agents, who now become the police. They're now recruiting the police, CPS, the TSA, a lot of them, out of the welfare ranks. And you're like, why is this person so stupid? Why are they on a power trip? Because they're not just going, got me an Obama phone. A lot of these TSA people are like, I'm God. I'm going to rape you right here. I'm going to grab your breast in public. I'm going to steal your iPhone. I'm going to break into your medication because I'm God. 5 years ago, I was on welfare. Now I got me a badge and a blue uniform. New Jersey high school students planning cafeteria boycott to protest Obama guidelines, federal rules. They're not guidelines. You want the federal money? That's the state money? That's the citizens' money? That's the free money? Where'd Obama get the money for your free phone? He got it out of a fund of some free money. You know, the whole clip goes on and on. These people are completely disconnected from reality, and the globalists are almost game over. They've got more than half the public one way or another, not just the poor welfare zombies, but they've got the defense contractors and all the government workers and the rest of them. And they're now raising the taxes, raising the property taxes, taking over. That's why we're a tyranny. Because we put our kids in government training camps to be dumbed down and to be taught the state is God. Of course we're in trouble. Look at this. Delaware law bans parents from spanking their kids. And it says any pain, including verbal, is abuse. And so the pot-bellied pedophile government's going to come take your kids, who's seven times more likely to sexually abuse them, five times more likely, just department numbers, to physically abuse them. But that's okay, because they're above the law, because they're God. Because they got an Obama phone. I got an Obama phone! Delaware law bans parents from spanking their kids. New American Magazine up at Infowars.com. Look at this. Virtual house arrest ordered in minors in East St. Louis. Same place they got the army patrolling. It says police will also perform ID checks on street corners and gun searches of everyone at checkpoints. This is in CBS News. Minors on the street during school hours will be arrested on site. Yeah, I've been out with my little kids. You know, they're pretty young. At the grocery store or at the swimming hole, and people walk over and go, what are you doing with your kids? Supposed to be in school. I'm like, why don't you shut up, you un-American trash? They don't go to the government training center where they inject cancer viruses in people. Or they'll take my kids off to have an abortion after some pervert teacher rapes them. They got daytime curfews going on in other areas of the country. I mean, this is it. Oh, parents can't spank them. Kids are now out of control. That's all right. The army will run checkpoints. This is the degeneration of society. Let's go out to break with another clip of a woman 4 years ago saying she's going to get her mortgage paid for by Obama. We'll be right back.
Peggy Joseph took her daughter out of school early Wednesday for this. Her emotions ran high following Obama's speech.
It was the most memorable time of my life. It was a touching moment.
Why?
Because I never thought this day would ever happen. I won't have to worry about putting gas in my car. I won't have to worry about paying my mortgage. You know, if I help him, he's going to help me.
If I help them, they're going to help me. We'll be right back to break down the rest of the story. What's really behind this and where is it all going? I'll tell you where it's all going. Straight ahead. It's a master plan. It's a master plan. We're going to break it down.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Monday through Friday, we're here. 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. Radiating out on over 120 AM and FM stations, blasting out on XM 166, Global Shortwave, WWCR, and of course streaming video of the radio show and a five-camera shoot with video clips, documents, you name it, at prisonplanet.tv. Then we're back weeknights, 7 o'clock Central with InfoWars Nightly News that I host at least three nights a week. We have 7, 8, 9 reporters. We are certainly building our media organization thanks to all of your support. We are not funded, not one red cent, by taxpayer money. We don't get any banker bailout money or stimulus money like MSNBC, who demonizes us and basically says we should be shut down, along with Media Matters run by the White House. We are funded by you supporting our sponsors. I'm going to get back into the dependency culture, why they want us poor so they can control all of us. So that we're so poor, we can't have any opposition to social engineering in just a moment. But I just wanted to add the success or failure of our mission to awaken not just the United States, but the whole world to the globalist master plan and the rest of the story, because we're one of the only big voices out there telling the truth. The success of this mission is up to you. And that's why the books, the videos, the high-quality water filters that are discounted at InfoWarsStore.com, all of that is what finances this organization. supporting our sponsors, supporting our local AM and FM affiliate sponsors, sponsoring us locally. Whether you're listening to us in Chicago, on 1530, great new affiliate, or whether you're listening to us in Dallas, Texas, whether you're listening to us in Los Angeles, however you're listening to us, it is so important to support those local stations as well. The new magazine, we've sold, I don't know, what is it, 20,000 of them in bulk. You can buy them in 10 packs, up to 100 packs, at cost. At cost. And you can go up to the site right now and buy 10 packs, up to 100 packs, at cost, and get the word out. The new second issue, InfoWars, The End of Humanity, Rise of the Robots, How the Globalists Plan to Put the Machines In, the Smart Homes, the Tracking Chips, the Self-Driving Cars that will then forcibly replace humans. They're already saying they're going to then claim that they're safer than letting humans drive, the Total Control Grid, the Financial Collapse, DARPA, the Real Skynet. This is an emergency transmission. Those are some of the articles in the new issue, and it is powerful, ladies and gentlemen. You can also sign up for a year subscription for $59.95. That's 12 issues plus the first issue, so 13 issues. The shipping is included. This is at cost. At cost, we're selling this because it's just a great tool. A lot of people won't read a book now, but if you hand them a cool magazine / newspaper style, it's really a magazine, but it's on newspaper paper, high-quality newspaper paper, you hand them something like this, they are so apt to end up reading it. And it's got lots of little factoids and blurbs and incredible graphics inside of it. Let me show people some of my favorite graphics in here. These are my concepts that then the Incredible Graphics crew came up with on this particular page. I'm particularly proud of the cover. And then also, we've got the Guy Fawkes, You Are the Hope, powered by InfoWars.com, poster inside, and so much more. Now, here it is, Rise of the Robots, End of Humanity. I am extremely proud of the artwork in here, but most importantly, the information contained in it. This is the big picture. This is the rest of the story. So InfoWarsStore.com, and our success rises and falls on what you do and whether or not you support us, and you are supporting us, so thank you. These are great tools to wake people up. So you can sign up for a year subscription, not worry about it again. Have the 13 issues delivered to your door. You can also give gift subscriptions. Just go in, sign up for it, put the address in you want it sent to, and let your friends or family know it's coming in the mail. You can also sign up to have it sent to your local library or your local public school. These are info weapons, ladies and gentlemen. And when you're done reading it, hand it on to someone else, because the information in here is evergreen. And this is our answer to the internet kill switch, is going physical. It's just a new tentacle on our Hydra here. InfoWarsStore.com. Okay. Let me get back to the Obama phone lady. If you just joined us, I'm just going to let it speak for itself and then give you the rest of the story. Let's play the Obama phone lady one more time. This is the most viral video in a long time. And why is it viral? Well, because DrudgeReport.com. Put it out. And the reason I marvel about Drudge is it has more power than even the mainstream globalist media to actually force things out there. And the system absolutely hates it. They absolutely are tearing their hair out that things like this can be seen. That's why I'm going to get Watson on the line in a few minutes and tell him, because I failed. And I know it's coming into show tips emails right now. I know there's more than 20 clips I've seen probably of people saying, I'm going to get a free car. I'm going to get a free house. Oh, thank you, Mr. President. There's even a clip of it. Is it Obama deception or Fall of the Republic? We've just got to get those clips, and we've got to create an extravaganza video showing that this isn't just an anomaly, because they've got White House operative groups out there implying this is racist to show this. Racist? What's racist is taking people that had less than 10% of their children out of wedlock 60 years ago and now have 92% out of wedlock. And by the way, you sit here and laugh at this poor woman. I mean, it's funny at a level because she sounds like a Muppet, but it's sad. In fact, I even thought last night, I may not even play that, but I know I got to. I've got to play it because this is the horrible result. It's like showing kids in school, you know, when they're 12 going into puberty. Well, I guess they go into puberty at about 7 now because of the stuff in the food. That, hey, this is what gonorrhea looks like. Look out. This is what genital warts looks like. This is what syphilis looks like. But this is what the big government looks like. This is what it does by design. This isn't some accident. In fact, I'm going to do a piece tonight on the Nightly News because I can pull the quotes up. Years ago, I said, hey, have you read the textbooks in college saying the family's a disease and has to be gotten rid of, and they want to dumb us down? People are like, oh, let us see the proof. So I went and found like 15 examples of it. And put it on air. I mean, they say they want to dumb you down. And you're getting the rest of the story in a moment. Because I listen to neocon talk radio, and it's better than, so-called liberal stuff, because they'll at least admit this is destructive. But they're like, yes, the liberals are idiots. They don't know what they're doing. They know what they're doing. They're not liberals. So I'll give you the rest of the story in a moment. But here is the horrible reality of what big government domestication dependency does. Here it is.
Obama.
You got Obama phone?
Yes, everybody in Cleveland, low minority, got Obama phone. Keep Obama in president, you know? He gave us a phone.
He gave you a phone?
He's gonna do more.
How'd he give you a phone?
You sign up. If you're on food stamps, you on Social Security, you got low income, you disability.
Hey, I have a question. Okay, what's wrong with Romney again?
Romney, he sucks. Bad.
Bad. I can't even do her voice.
You got Obama phone?
Yes, everybody in Cleveland, low minority, got Obama phone. Keep Obama in president, you know? He gave us a phone.
He gave you a phone?
He's gonna do more.
How'd he give you a phone?
You sign up. If you on food stamps, you on Social Security, you got low income, you disability. Mm-hmm.
And he's going to do more. Oh, yeah, he's going to do more. $22 billion to ship General Motors to China and Brazil. Shutting down the coal power plants as power prices just explode nationwide. I'm actually in the worst city in the country where they give them UN awards. We showed this in a special report by Aaron Dykes and Ms. Melton last week, Melissa Melton, where they admit Austin's the model where they've doubled our prices in the last 5 years. Started under Bush. This is a globalist agenda, and now it's accelerating under Obama, who's going to do more. Yes, you're right, ma'am. He's going to do more because he's a teleprompter reader. You notice Mitt Romney saying, hey, don't expect your taxes to get cut much or maybe at all. And the Federal Reserve, the foreign bank that runs this country, the foreign consortium, that's just its shell corporation holding company. It's out there lobbying at all the universities, big law firms. They've got tens of thousands of hired paid PR people at the Rotary Club, the Mason groups, all of them. They go hire the minority leaders, all of them, to go out and push how great the Federal Reserve is. And they invite community leaders to, free dinners, to sit there and all feel like they're big insiders, to hear how it's good to shut down our power plants and it's good to have big government, and how globalism's to redistribute wealth to the poor, to raise everybody up. And the average good old boy sits there who's got a business, thinks he's an elitist because he's been invited, and thinks, well, I guess it's okay then. This is the shutdown, the post-industrial world. The globalists say they want to shut things down. They want to make you poor. And again, the rest of the story, it's feudalism. I've got to dig this up. It was about, 12 years ago, I came across it. I think it was a Thomas Sowell editorial or something. I'm going from memory. And I went and dug it up and actually found it in mainline references and confirmed and found large sections of a 1730s manual translated out of French that had been translated out of Latin for the sugarcane plantations of the Caribbean. And the book had been translated out of French into English to teach the colonies how to keep their slaves under control. And there were other articles that went along with it. It's like, don't be nice to your slaves, stop, trying to build them up with your Christian charity. That's going to get out of hand. What you need to, because, a lot of slave owners were, it was more like indentured servitude, because whites came here. Most people that are here that are Caucasian, you came here as a, 7 to 10 year signed on slave. They could put you in prison or kill you in some cases if you tried to run off. That's what sharecropping is, but they didn't call it slavery. They called it indentured servitude. Bond servant. That's what the Bible calls it. And that's always been the way of the world. But they found the best way is don't tell you you're a slave. Just give you a tiny piece of property you don't really own and take, 10, 20, 30% under feudalism of what you got. But don't ever let somebody get independent. Don't let a indentured servant or a serf have a weapon. If they have a knife for work, it can't have a pointed end on it. that could go through your armor. These are laws. I've actually been in London and seen their museums where it shows serfs' knives and things. And it'll show knives with the end off of them. Everything looked like a meat cleaver because you weren't allowed to have a pointed end. If you had a dog as a serf, it couldn't be a hunting dog, and they would cut off three of the digits on their front feet so they couldn't chase the king's deer. And they and in Europe and in England, they and Japan did this too, they called the serfs the little people. The 6'4" white people that run Mexico, you ever looked at their Congress in session? It looks whiter than Germany or something, a lot of Mar German and other groups. And they call the Hispanics down there the little cockroaches. That's the name for the Native American mixed Spanish, German, Austrian. There's a lot of German and Austrians down there. That's who later colonized it, Maximilian and others. You folks didn't know that. You might want to look into it. But the point is, all of that's Austrian-Hungarian Empire ran it for a while. So that's what's going on. And so every culture calls the peasants. That's why in Silence of the Lambs, the first one, he's telling Clarice, I can see from your bone structure, you know, from where you came from. Oh, this area, I bet you worked, family was coal miners, weren't they? Oh, yes. And people say, oh, you couldn't guess something like that. Yeah, you can if you know enough about different types and things. And that's what all this globalist profiling is about. Globalists bred all the breeds of dogs we know. They're into breeding. They're into social engineering. Okay, breeding went on with slaves. Breeding went on with Gaulish and Germanic and Visigoth and Vandal slaves for the arena and for combat. All of this stuff is ongoing, and so we're being socially engineered. And in this phase, do you think the system liked the fact that there were black communities and black businesses and industries that were becoming extremely powerful in their own colleges? And I'm not saying it should be segregated. No. I'm just saying they didn't end segregation to empower those people. They destroyed the black colleges. They destroyed the black-owned businesses and the black doctors. They destroyed it and took a community that was sharp-dressed, educated, informed, that looked down on people like the woman we just showed, and they did what you've seen. I was talking to somebody high up at MTV just recently, and they described how there was anti-establishment music in the 90s, and there was a directive overnight to end it and to bring in destructive gangster rap to destroy the black community further and to export it onto white kids and to Hispanics. And they've done it. That's the culture now, is gangbanger. So the kids all dress like this. The cops are trained, they're the enemy, to induct you into prison. It's like, here, wear this enemy uniform so we can put you so we can put you in our private prison owned by a narcotics trafficking megabank. This has all been scientifically done. They've re-legalized slavery, but to do it, they've got to ship drugs in and have rules where if they catch you with their product, they put you in their jail. And so the rest of the culture can be told you're bad and dangerous. They sell in the public schools, having the gangs beat up the black, white, and Hispanic and Asian kids until they're forced to join the gangs tentatively. So then the cops can enroll you in the gang program and take your rights. Then you can be sent to juvenile hall for even being late to class now three times in places like Texas. Your parents can't spank you. You go to juvenile hall, you learn how to get gang raped, you learn how to get tattoos, and you learn how to rob, and you get out and have a criminal record. You can't have a job now, so now you're a criminal. Or maybe you didn't get a criminal record before you became an adult, so they hire you as a cop. This is the new total conversion to evil. And it's been done scientifically. Domestication by design. So when I hear neocons on radio going, we don't know why these liberals are so dumb. You know, Chris Matthews, he doesn't have blacks at his wedding. You know, look at the video of thousands of people at his wedding and not one black person. Or look at how, they're folks, it's much worse than that. Margaret Sanger, I didn't just believe this a decade ago. I sent off to the universities and got the copies from the big foundations, Colgate and others. They said, we got to kill these inhuman weeds. We got to abort them. We got to exterminate them. Man, we got to kill these people. How do we do it? I mean, these are quotes. Well, just pull up Margaret Sanger. I mean, she got awards from Hitler, gave awards to Hitler, and they call her the liberalest woman ever. Oh, we love you, Margaret Sanger. Got to raise money for Planned Parenthood. They said, we're going to pose as liberals. We're going to hire the black leaders. We're going to finance them, and we're going to get rid of segregation, and we're going to destroy their culture, then take that destroyed culture and dominate culture with it. We're going to get people to accept abortion in the name of killing blacks, so then we can kill everybody. And that's what they've done. Everybody that laughs at the pathetic, some of the pathetic black communities, or some of the other pathetic poor communities, that's for you, buddy. You can run to the suburbs all you want. They're going to cut your power off. They're going to jack up your prices and tear your roads up and force you in, okay, to the new prison domestication economy. They're going to grope you and your family in prisoner training at the airports and in highways. They're going to tell you when to freeze. Everything you've seen that's been done to blacks, that was just set up with a group they thought was weak culturally, who people just look down on. They always target a minority first. It's for you. This is dependency. It's meant to kill us.
Is it getting better? Or do you feel the same?
Does it make it easier on you?
Will it make it easier on you now?
But you got someone to blame.
You got someone to blame. You said one love, one life, when it's one need.
In the night.
In the night.
We are back, my friends.
One love, we get to share it. It leaves you, baby, if you don't care for it.
That's right. Liberty leaves you. You don't care for it. It's like a plant, like a child. To see the ugly face of brainwashing, let's play the Obama phone clip one more time of someone with reflected glory. It's not just welfare and goodies from the state that, by the way, tells that woman under federal regulations, it's not a law. By the way, you've got to take upwards of 10 vaccines a year, and you've got to have your babies take vaccines, and we're going to give you fluoride water for them. We recommend that. And you're going to wonder why your kid gets cancer, but that's okay because I got an Obama phone. This is sad. You can laugh at one level at this lady, but it's sad. It's sad. And then you look at the rest of the public, ladies and gentlemen, they're doing it to everybody. When you look at the television, mainline TV, it wants to kill you. It wants to sell you a culture of death, that having kids is bad, that being married is bad, that family is bad. Look at it. It isn't liberal. It's eugenics, destroying everything good so you will stand down. We are under psychological, spiritual, economic siege. We're being usurped. We're being covertly taken over by the social engineers who brag in thousands of publications that they're doing it to us. They're monsters. I mean, we go interview professors and they say, yeah, the family's a tyranny. It's in the textbooks. Last week we played a professor on air from UT who said the family's a tyranny. This is what they teach. When the CPS comes and takes your kid from a good house, they don't take them from the bad ones. They're mandated to destroy good families. They're mandated to put hyperactive leadership men, boys, on Ritalin. They know it causes the heart to swell and causes brain shrinkage and brain damage. They know it's an amphetamine. They want to hurt you. Margaret Sanger was a Nazi. In fact, the Nazis were inspired by her, so she's not a Nazi. She's the Nazi's mama. You still want an Obama phone? Yeah, you do. And it's identity politics. It's identity politics. Here is Obama phone. One more time.
Obama.
You got Obama phone?
Yes, everybody in Cleveland, low minority, got Obama phone. Keep Obama in president, you know? He gave us a phone.
He gave you a phone.
Do more.
How'd he give you a phone?
You sign up. If you on full stamps, you on Social Security.
Yeah, you get a microwave system to give you cancer and track you.
What's wrong with Romney again?
Romney, he sucks. Hey.
Romney. That's enough.
You got Obama phone.
And that woman is so pathetic, and she's worried all her goodies are going to be taken away. Hey, lady. Lady. They want you dead. They said, we're going to pose as liberals. We're going to domesticate the black people. Which was not new. It's a 2,000-year-old Roman manual for slaves. What's the Roman manual say? You keep the men out in the barn. You don't let them learn how to speak or read. You bring the women in the house as the house servants, and you tell them the men will be killed if they don't keep them in line. And when they first bring you into slavery, whether it was out of North Africa or out of what's Germany today, they'd line up the men and chop their heads off in front of the women. And they'd turn to them and say, you keep your little boys in line or we're going to kill them too. And those women became the greatest tyrants over your men you've ever seen. It's called house slaves. That's what feminism is house slaves.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've been talking about the domestication process, not just here, but worldwide. It's the same thing. Those of us that know history, well, we know we're repeating it in a horrible fashion right now. And how you communicate with a dumbed-down, surly population. Some of the dumbest people or willfully ignorant people are the so-called intelligentsia. Because when you really start talking to them, you go, you know this is a domestication program to reduce population and a takeover to society to make it more easily managed. And they'll go, yeah, well, so what? The public's dumb. They deserve it. But I'm like, the system's doing that on purpose. I had a caller yesterday. He's like, yeah, the government gave me Crohn's disease with a vaccine. It's on record, linked to that. But still, the public's dumbed down. They're useful leaders. Well, yeah, you need to lift these people up. And you lift them up. See, they don't go and give somebody a tax incentive or a tax credit to start a business. That's not what the federal, which is really a global government, does for poor people, period. They want you in public housing with CPS kidnapping your kids and doing medical experiments on them while you run around going Obama phone. That poor black woman. I mean, did she know in New York Daily News 6 years ago? She probably can't even read that it came out that they take little black kids, the CPS does, and give them to big companies to test drugs and pesticides on them till they die. You're like, hey, lady, you know, the government shoots black people up with syphilis. So the government wants to kill you. You know, all these top liberals, people like, you know, Dr. Watson, the discoverer of DNA, who calls himself a liberal, you know, he said blacks aren't human. Well, he gave me an Obama phone. No. He poses as a liberal so he can get up close to you and slit your throat. I got an Obama phone. You can sit there and laugh at the lady and go, well, I guess, you know. No, folks, they did that to that lady. And they're the ones posing as liberals when they're not. How many abortionists who've been confronted, Asian, white, even black, have been caught on tape saying, you don't want these ugly black babies, do you? What are you going to do, adopt black babies? See, I learned about eugenics reading history, but I've gone out and done debates against abortion on TV here locally. I've gone before and protested abortion clinics. And I've had the people pull up in their cars, and I've had the people come out, and I've had the Planned Parenthood people walk over and go, what are you going to do, adopt all these little black babies nobody wants? And I go, and I told you this story before the videos came out. This is what they say. This is like an automatic one of five things they say. You go, actually, there's people lined up around the block to adopt black babies. And you know what they have the liberal groups do? They go finance black groups to go out and who are racist and say, and dumber than a box of rocks, to go out and say, don't let white Christian groups adopt black babies because they'll lose their black culture. What's the black culture? Worshipping your extermination? You'd rather the babies be chopped up than live with a white family. It's sick, ladies and gentlemen. Because, see, if you get a bunch of white people adopting black folks, that would really end all this racial division, wouldn't it? And, see, they don't want that, ladies and gentlemen. They want them dead. Which is liberal. See, if I said abort and kill all the blacks, it'd be like, my God, put this guy on the cover of Time magazine as a liberal. They'd put me up there next to Martin Luther King. But see, I'm giving you the big breakdown here. This is the rest of the story. I'll go pull the Margaret Sanger quotes and stuff again. I mean, you know, they've had her on the cover of Time magazine just 7 years ago. How liberal she is. I mean, it's just a sick joke. Totally sick. Absolutely, totally, and completely sick. And I really learned how many of these people are conscious killers when I would be around big city TV, national television, and print media, and they'd be sitting there when a camera wasn't rolling, writing stuff. They'd go, aren't you just racist because you're pro-gun? And I'd go, what does that have to do with it? And I'd go, you're just using the racist to control people. You're actually a racist, aren't you, yourself? They're like, they just smile, give you this knowing look. They're mercenaries. You think real racists are running around with white hoods on their heads? No, they're coming to your house to help you. They're liberal. Oh, let me just stab you in the neck. I love you. And as long as you say you love somebody, they're like, well, here, kill my baby then.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends, to another hour of, well, the Alex Jones Show. And I am your host, Alex Jones. We are blasting out on XM 166, over 120 AM and FM stations, including 1530 in Chicago. And we are also simulcast with video and audio streams at prisonplanet.tv. Thank you so much for joining us. The news websites are prisonplanet.com and infowars.com, because there's a war on for your mind, and we are fighting the construction of a prison planet. Now, you noticed a few weeks ago it was in a few mainstream outlets, but not many, because the dinosaur media that's imploding, new numbers out, CNN ratings plunging even faster, Nielsen giving them and MSNBC fake numbers. So even their low numbers are fake. They're legends in their own mind. They're emperor's new clothes. They're a hoax. And they know that now. They are a hoax. And that's why now mainstream media, dinosaur media, establishment media, those that call those of us that question known liars conspiracy theorists, they are now circling the wagons, supporting cybersecurity, which even CNET News says is the takeover of the free web. They want to shut down their competition. Well, that this show, it doesn't matter if we have 3 million listeners a day, conservatively, according to big ad agencies that break down just our AM and FM affiliates. You'll never hear the dinosaur press admit that. But we don't care. It doesn't matter, because they're dying. They're imploding, because they have been caught over and over again deceiving. Now, you know about whistleblowers like FBI translator Cybele Edmonds, who heard the chatter on the day of 9/11, the NSA recordings of Al-Qaeda under Western control. She was told by Congress to shut up. Now that's been partially declassified. We see Hillary Clinton yesterday in the New York Times coming out and saying, hey, it looks like Al-Qaeda killed the ambassador. Really? The same Al-Qaeda NATO put in charge of Libya and now into Syria? They're using Al-Qaeda against the Iranian Shiites. I'm not defending Iran either. It's just, hey, the TSA wants to grope Miss USA and my family, for that matter, because supposedly in my wife's brassiere, bin Laden or Anwar al-Awlaki may be hiding, to the point of I won't travel. I won't go anywhere now. My kids want to fly. I'm sorry. I can't handle seeing some weird pervert grabbing them. So now we're told Al-Qaeda is under every table. Give up all your rights or they'll kill you. Well, we have another big whistleblower. This is, again, was in some of the news a few weeks ago. Former reporter Amber Lyon exposes massive censorship at CNN. You know, they say that winners write the history books. How about killers and control freaks and liars and despots write many of the history books? If King George would have won against our country when it was founded, you know, the history books would say today that the founders were scum. Oh, wait, the history books do say that, because we've been taken back over. FEMA is taught that and teaches the police the founders are bad. Don't believe me. Just type that into Google. You'll see the training videos. The London Guardian did pick up on it. Why didn't CNN's international arm air its own documentary on Bahrain's Arab Spring repression? And this is what she exposed, and we're going to her right now. This incredible whistleblower, because it's hard to have moral courage. Many a historian and psychologist has pointed out physical courage is more common, charging a machine gun nest, than moral courage to say no to peer pressure. And she worked inside trying to get her evidence of just killing, shootings, beating to death, you name it, backed by Saudi Arabia. And she was told it's not going to air. Meanwhile, again, they exaggerate the atrocities of Assad, who I'm not defending in Syria, while covering up for Al-Qaeda, throwing Christians off the tops of churches, blowing churches up, and making fathers suicide bomb or they'll kill their family. This is how reprobate and corrupt we become. And this lady from inside, this is a big deal, exposed it. She said, quote, I saw firsthand that these regime claims were lies, and I couldn't believe CNN was making me put what I knew was government lies into my reporting. Amber Lyon. Now, many people, when they run into the truth and get knocked over by it, Churchill said this, they get knocked over in the ditch by the truth, they get up and dust themselves off and go on about their business. But exceptional individuals don't. And a lot of you are saying, well, she just told the truth. What's exceptional about that? Well, she basically had to leave CNN. She quit over it. She gave up a big career for her honor, for doing the right thing. And it's women like her and men like her that are the difference between civilization and barbarism, the jungle of tyranny and letting evil take over and freedom and liberty. And so she's my hero. And Amber Lyon, you join us now. Thank you so much for coming on today.
Hey, thank you, Alex, so much for having me on. I really appreciate it. That was one hell of an intro.
Well, hey, you deserve it. We need to rediscover who heroes are. Tell us your story in a nutshell and what's happened since, and then we'll flesh the story out more for people.
Well, basically, we went to Bahrain to do a documentary on the Arab Spring, and while we were there, we uncovered atrocious human rights abuses at the hands of this regime. And we were able to witness doctors who were being tortured, also journalists. And so when we got back to the U.S., we were violently detained when we were in Bahrain as well, and the security forces thought that they'd erased all of our video. So you can imagine Bahrain's surprise when we got back to the U.S. and actually had that video. We were able to sneak it out and then went on the airwaves telling everyone that this U.S. ally country actually is committing horrific human rights abuses against its people and pro-democracy protesters. At first, I was able to get coverage on CNN and CNN International, but then the phone calls started coming in, phone calls from PR companies working for the Bahrain regime, PR companies based in the U.S., also phone calls from the regime itself, constantly calling and complaining about me. I'd walk into the newsroom and producers would tell me, you know, Bahrain called to complain about you again. And that was okay. But what happened is I started to notice the complaints being reflected in my reporting. And that's that I was required to then put on mandatory tags that were provided by the government, which were essentially just pretty much propaganda statements that I knew were false. And CNN calls that journalism 101. I call that propaganda 101. It's very dangerous to repeat phrases over and over and over to the public.
Yeah, that'd be like saying, hey, you can't say Hitler's bad in 1945. Let's get a statement from him.
Or
you can't say this convicted child molester did this, even though he's convicted. Let's get a statement from him about why he murdered the 5-year-old.
And you know, there's a psychological effect. I spoke with a lot of my friends who have studied, one who has a doctorate in psychology, and there's a psychological effect to hearing something repeated over and over and over that no matter how insane it is, you tend to then take it as truth. And that's true if you remember weapons of mass destruction. That phrase was repeated an infinite number of times within the media, and that instilled fear into the American
public.
Buzzword
conditioning, absolutely. So they start pressuring you, they start making you... You know, you've got the video, you've got the interviews, you've got the proof. Yeah. Other media outside the U.S. is reporting. They're lining people up and shooting them. But here it's like Bahrain is loving and helping, and it got some nasty protesters off the street.
Well, and in this situation, too, you have to look at the foreign policy implications of my reporting, Alex. We have a naval base right now in Bahrain that is giving us access to the Strait of Hormuz, which is essentially where the U.S. wants to be right now in its potential future escalations with Iran. So the U.S. government doesn't want the U.S. media to report negatively on Bahrain because your tax dollars are going directly to empower and enable this regime. Not only that, we've sold more than $1 billion worth of weapons to Bahrain, weapons that they are using right now to systematically tear gas and suffocate their people and fill their bodies with birdshot.
I want to go through the cover-up and what happened to you, but what is it like to watch Anderson Cooper, who's admittedly CIA, it's come out in the Washington Post, I'm sure you know this, 12 years ago, that the CIA does have top generals there literally saying what can and can't go off CNN. That's come out for before for people that don't know. You can elaborate on that if you have anything else. But what's it like to watch Anderson Cooper get all breathless about Egypt or breathless about Libya and, oh, the human rights abuses, and then exaggerate a bunch of stuff as he's been caught or flat out stage things? Meanwhile, you're told to not report on known massacres.
Yeah, I think for me, it's frustrating journalistically, and it scares me for the future of the survival of journalism's sake, because as journalists, we can't pick and choose when or when not to tell the truth. We always have to be truth seekers and trying to expose the truth on every level. And eventually, when I was at CNN, eventually it got almost impossible to get stories on about Bahrain. And then in June, our documentary, the 20 minutes of it was a pretty stark report on the abuse in Bahrain. It aired in the U.S. for one day, but it never aired to its target audience, and that's on CNN International in Bahrain. And Alex, I started getting employees at CNN, longtime employees, approaching me saying, you should investigate this. This is very suspicious. Something's going on here. And we found out that, which was really, I felt defrauded as a journalist. We found out that at the same time I was being detained and risking my life to expose the Bahrain regime, CNN International is taking money from them in exchange for producing content that it airs on CNN International, content disguised as news. I mean, one of these programs, the reporter, Richard Quest, was reporting live from Bahrain for a week and on a program called iList. And that program made Bahrain seem progressive and like the crown prince was a reformer. And as an employee at CNN, I was never told that this was going on. Also, viewers are not being told that CNN is being paid by state regimes, some with horrific human rights records, to air content disguised as news, which they're often not even telling
incredible
the viewers that this content was paid for by governments. And Alex, on a journalistic level, this is horrific.
It is. Stay there. We're going to go to break and come back. I want you to have the floor and break all this down. For people that don't know, it's like the federal government's paying all the major sitcoms, all the major ones on the networks, to promote Obamacare, anti-gun messages. It never ends. And yes, the communist Chinese governments are also financing the news. We'll be right back. Way up Alex Jones here, back live on this Friday edition. I hope listeners realize the magnitude of what we're discussing. This is a CNN insider. I didn't even get to her bio because it's. I mean, I'm literally catching my breath. This is so upsetting to know all this, but to know the public isn't aware of it. Most of this is even hidden in the back of the newspaper, that foreign corporations, foreign governments, it's not just CNN. In fact, some are even worse, are just financed by foreign interest and are lying to people. Amber Lyon is a three-time Emmy Award-winning journalist who scuba-dived under the oil spills, goes to all these war zones. I was calling her a hero and all that. That's why I was saying that, not just her whistleblowing. It's just amazing that you know, she's willing to do this, because most people will sell out for money and fame. And she's won all these big awards. I'm not going to get into it, but in 07, 08, she won the Emmy for Best On-Camera Talent Reporter. And she joins us now. And it's AmberLyonLive.com, AmberLyonLive.com. Okay, this is a short segment, Amber. Long segment coming up. You were getting up to the fact that Bahrain, you're not told this while you're being pressured to whitewash. Bahrain, it's machine gunning and killing peaceful protesters. While our media demonizes other regimes as a pretext to bomb them, you're not being told that Bahrain is financing other shows while not letting your show air.
Yeah, exactly. I wasn't, I feel like CNN should issue an apology to its journalists, also to its viewers, because they're not making people adequately aware and clearly disclosing that they're taking money. And it's not just Bahrain, it's Georgia, Kazakhstan, and other regimes. They're taking money from these regimes in exchange for creating what they called sponsored content. But if you take a look at this content, it's very rosy. Like the Bahrain page talked about pearl diving in Bahrain and how Bahrain was progressive. And And at the same time, human rights workers and journalists were being tortured and imprisoned. And that wasn't mentioned on this page. And I think this is really scary because the U.S. public is being misinformed by such a powerful network. Not only that, the world, because CNN International is the most viewed English language news station in this area, Alex. I know the ratings have been going down, but, you know, we're talking Time Warner here. They have a lot of power.
Let me correct myself. Domestically, CNN is more and more a shadow of its former self. But you're right. Globally, it is the name reaching hundreds of millions. That's the real value inside CNN.
And that's the global network that is the one that's just taking this money from governments in exchange for sponsored content. I don't know where we lost our way journalistically in this country, in this world. To think that that's okay.
I want to get into what you really saw overseas and everything in the next long segment coming up. But what heat have you gotten since you went public? Talk about that decision to leave CNN and what's happened since then.
Well, I was forced out of CNN because they shut down our domestic investigative and documentary unit. So about 60 people were laid off. And we were the most hardcore segment of CNN for investigative journalism, and they restructured it and we were laid off. But I was given a severance, and after I came forward the first time about the Bahrain situation, my agent was called by someone representing the executives at CNN, and my agent was told that if I continued to talk, my severance and health insurance would be pulled. So there was a threat there to try to get me to.
That's a direct threat against your First Amendment. I tell you, I think there's a civil issue there.
Yeah, I think that, you know, they were trying to, and that would have worked for many people because they want that money. But at that time, the second I got that phone call and really realized there was a big issue here, obviously, if they're trying to get me not to talk, there's something they're worried about me exposing, something legitimate. And I felt that was now dirty money. I was having trouble sleeping at night knowing that I had this information that the public needed to hear. And that really was the straw that broke the camel's back, Alex. And then I came forward with the Guardian articles, full-fledged and continue to today.
Are you aware of what I mentioned? It was 12 years ago. Washington Post, WorldNet Daily reported on it that CNN admittedly was basically at that time at least run by Army PSYOPs and that they would have generals. Gore Vidal famously talked about it in 2002. He said, wow, I'm here on the air. It was Larry King. He goes, there's no general standing off camera today. Wow, this is special. Are you aware of all that?
I'm not. We never had any generals that I knew about that were working alongside us at CNN. But so I don't know anything about that connection. I never had anything like that exposed to me. But I do know is what I saw there in trying to get stories through that were kind of anti-U.S. government, and they were more difficult to get through on the network, definitely.
Sure. Did you know Anderson Cooper is CIA? Did you know that?
I don't know anything
all right,
about
all right.
that.
We'll be right back, Amber. We're going to break all this down. And you're an investigator. Check into what I'm saying. Check into my claims. Don't just believe me. We'll be right back. Stay with us. CNN reporter, three-time National Emmy Award-winning journalist. AmberLionLive.com is her website. And so they still have her doing work for them, but they say, hey, we're going to take away your health care. We're going to take away all this stuff if you don't shut up. Okay, because, you know, CNN's out there fighting for the little guy, and let's bomb Libya and Syria because they're hurting people. Our Al-Qaeda is chopping people's heads off right now. They're good guys. But, and the evil protesters in Bahrain, well, so what if they got lined up and machine gunned? Let's get into what your reports were covering, the massacres that they don't want out. And then I want to get your take on, because I know you've talked about this, the war on journalists. I mean, even Pulitzer Prize winner, who we've had on many times, Chris Hedges and his lawyer, who are fighting the NDAA, the Secret Arrest for Americans, They've pointed out they're going after whistleblowers. They're going after journalists who expose crimes. I mean, this is unprecedented. And instead of the media circling the wagons against this threat against the institution of the press, well, they're all paid off. They think it's cute. You know, they're like, hey, shut up, Amber, join the team. Pretty fun to line up some women and shoot them in Bahrain. What's wrong with that? What, you're not sleeping good at night? What's wrong? I mean, get tough. You know, get with the lie. Get with the program. It's fun. What's your take on that? Break that down.
Yeah, I mean, it really was. I hate to be dramatic about this, but it was a horrific time for me in my career because I felt like I had a leash tightening around my neck and duct tape across my mouth because I knew these people were suffering and being gassed and killed and tortured. Journalists, we're talking doctors, these security forces that we are supporting here in the U.S. and giving tax dollars to, stormed the main hospital in town and tortured patients and doctors. And I knew this was going on, and it eventually became nearly impossible to get a story through about Bahrain and the network. And, you know, I asked to return numerous times. They said they would send their other foreign correspondents to do it and thank you, but no thanks. And not that Bahrain would have let me in anyway. I've tried to apply now for a visa many times and they won't let me return to the country. But we're giving our tax dollars and our nation is supporting Bahrain in part because we want that strategic naval base in a potential, if a potential conflict with Iran would escalate. Alex, so it was a horrific time for me. And one of the first things I did when I was eventually laid off from CNN is apply for a visa to try to go back to the country to be able to expose these people's suffering. Bahrain is really one of the most pure revolutions of the Arab Spring, but it's one of the most undercovered by the media. And it is the most pure because almost 60 to 70% of the population, I mean, if you watch these videos on YouTube of their mass demonstrations through the streets, 60 to 70% of the civilians in Bahrain want this regime out. And unfortunately, this regime's being supported by the U.S. government and financed by the U.S. government in exchange for our naval base. And also, you know, if you continue to watch the news, you're starting to see an escalation in the demonization of Iran on the major mainstream media networks. And not to say that Ahmadinejad isn't freaking nuts and he doesn't deserve to be talked about, but I find it odd that it, considering all the problems we're facing here in this nation, that the mainstream media is continually focusing on Iran and feeding us propaganda about Iran, Alex. And I have my gut is telling me that we are being propagated into a potential another conflict. This time, instead of Iraq, it's with Iran.
You're not with Al-Qaeda, are you, Amber? I mean, you need to do whatever you're told. You're maybe with Al-Qaeda. Maybe the TSA is going to have to take a little extra interest in you next time. Maybe we have to put you on a no-fly list. You know, that's come out in the press that journalists and even members of Congress have been put on that list to teach them a little lesson.
Yeah, there was a journalist at CNN, Drew Griffin, who was put on that list as well when he investigated the TSA. So this is happening. You're not a conspiracy theorist.
Maybe you need to be taken to the private room.
You know, I haven't had that happen to me yet, Alex, but I would welcome it because I sure in the hell would raise hell about it afterwards. And everyone should, especially journalists who are being intimidated because they're criticizing the TSA and the government. That's our job. Our job is to be watchdogs and publish what they don't want published.
Sounds like we've got an extremist on the line, ladies and gentlemen. These are her views and not mine. Whoa, extreme. The press should be questioning and be a watchdog. I'm scared right now. Now, seriously, let's talk about Obama, because I know you've been focusing on that. I mean, as a journalist, what is it like and what's happening inside the highest levels of journalism that you've been in while he's been, you know, really purging journalists and trying to create a giant chilling effect here?
Okay, let's first I want to invigorate the public's definition of journalism. I think people think that journalism is what they're seeing on the news, and that's where reporters standing in front of the camera smiling, saying that the grass is green and the sky is blue. That's just reporting. Journalism is publishing something no one else wants to see. It's investigating. It's not just saying whatever the government tells you. And that's true muckraking investigative journalism that we need to reinvigorate in our society. And so what Obama has done with his war on whistleblowers and by going after journalists with subpoenas, as he has created a chilling effect, Alex, that we have never seen to the likes of this level in this country. And that's because Obama has prosecuted more journalists and whistleblowers than any other president in our history under the 1917 Espionage Act, including Pulitzer Prize winning New York Times reporter James Risen. So when the networks see Obama going after journalists to try to get them to reveal their sources, that creates a chilling effect. Not only that, Obama has turned journalists into criminals. And I'm not an extremist, Alex. If you look at the logic here, as a journalist, my number one duty to my sources and to the public is to never reveal confidential sources. Well, now that Obama is subpoenaing journalists to reveal those sources and essentially saying that they're criminals for not doing so, he has criminalized the profession of journalism. Why society isn't raising hell about this and the mainstream media journalism outlets is beyond me. And I saw the direct effects, Alex, of Obama's actions at CNN. There were investigations that I wasn't allowed to do because they were too high of a risk of being subpoenaed. And it really became, I'll break it down for you, it became like this. If I went to them with a story that had a really sensitive source, you know, a source who is potentially wanted by the federal government or the federal government doesn't like, well, that's pretty much everyone who is criticizing the federal government right now. It would be a risk assessment. So what is the risk of Obama subpoenaing us for this information? Step one. Okay, let's evaluate that risk. Now, if you're subpoenaed, will you give up your source? No, I would always say I would never do that. Okay, so now, if we're going to go through the story, are we willing to pay the legal fees if Obama subpoenas us for those sources? And sometimes the answer was no. And I think that's a situation and a chilling sure. effect that should be terrifying.
Sure, sure. And the answer, I want your answer to this. The answer is the media universally sticks together for the First Amendment and journalistic integrity and goes after Obama and absolutely destroys the courts. We've got the power unless we give it up. And that's what happened with the communists and Hitler and others. Yeah. If we let them subvert the press, you know, this is an award-winning journalist and somebody studied history. If we do this, this is how the tyranny happens. This is one of the final moves, the final red flags here, that if we let the intimidation work of this mafia, it's over. It's game over.
And this is why it's terrifying, Alex, and it should terrify everyone, because now anyone that the federal government says is a potential enemy, like the FBI did with Anonymous, it makes it nearly impossible for mainstream media reporters to cover those sources and talk to those sources. And it's created a chilling effect. And the Obama administration and the FBI, CIA, NSA, they know this. And it's worked. And it's dangerous because now the government's allowed to call anyone an enemy. And they know that the mainstream media will be very hard pressed to get in and talk to these sources. Especially, I saw it happen directly with whistleblowers and the anonymous movement. It became nearly impossible to talk to sources in that movement. And that's terrifying because we're just now allowing the government to call them, to call anyone a terrorist, and journalists won't be able to go and talk to them to find out whether they are or they aren't. We can't allow the government to choose our enemies. We need the truth to choose our enemies, Alex.
Exactly. That's what the NDAA states, is that a journalist like Chris Hedges or Amber Lyon or myself, I wear a commentator's hat, a researcher's hat, a journalist hat, a reporter's hat. We do it all here. I've got like now 10 reporters under me. And, you know, now we get Homeland Security documents and things that we've broken over the years. One was a huge story 4 years ago about saying returning veterans are the number one terror threat 3.5 years ago. And we've got subsequent ones. And I talked to my state police, FBI, federal marshal sources, and they now say, look, I can't talk to you anymore. They've let us know the NSA is listening to all of us. And now it's admitted the NSA spends most of its time spying on federal government and spying on themselves to make sure no one exposes the crimes going on. And so we don't get one-tenth of the whistleblowing we used to get. Hey, I'm still ready. If I look at something and it's criminal, clearly on its face, or it's outrageous, look, people have a right and a duty to expose it. I mean, let's say the director of an agency has embezzled $1 million. And there's cases of things like this. And then somebody tries to expose it. Well, we see it in the Pentagon. And then they go after the whistleblower. That's 100% protected. But now we can't have that because the people are scared. Well, the answer is we all stand up and say, you know what? We're not going to be afraid. And we all go public and let the chips fall where they may. And they can't get us all. They want to use little case points like Bradley Manning and burn him to scare everybody else. We have a right to know. And the future of this country stands or falls on what journalists and whistleblowers do now.
And Alex, that's why I felt like it was so important to come forward, because I'm trying to encourage other journalists to do the same. I think I'm really the most vocal journalist coming out talking about CNN and CNN's history. And that's because Time Warner owns HBO, CNN, TBS, cable outlets, Time Magazine. And journalists are terrified to come forward and talk about what's going on because they feel they'll never be able to get a job in the business again. And I think it's time as journalists, we need to really step forward and focus on the elephant in the room here. And that's the propaganda and sometimes lies that the American public is, the poor trusting American public. You know, my family members living in the Midwest, they're being lied to. And journalists, in the end, complacent journalists are killing journalism. And they need to come forward and talk about this because they're on the wrong side of history. And unfortunately, you know, I feel like one day when this all is exposed, because the truth doesn't have a shelf life, when it is exposed, they're going to be looked at as just as guilty as these corporations that they work for, Alex.
Where do you see it going? I mean, if people don't stand up and say no to all this, where do you see things going in this country?
I worked as an investigative reporter for the last 10 years. I covered the oil spill, financial crisis. I can't tell you how many soldier goodbye ceremonies or funerals I went to. And, I just see something. I see that a lot of Americans are being taken advantage of, and the truth isn't getting to them. And that's what bothers me the most as a journalist, Alex. My job is to deliver the truth, and it's very difficult. And when the American public isn't informed, and when they don't have that truth because they're not getting it from the mainstream media and from journalists aren't fighting for it like they used to, then that's dangerous. And we've already seen what happens. That's what gets us into Iraq and Afghanistan and now potentially Iran. And I think that's something that should really make us all realize that we need to wake up and really focus on what's happening, because I'm going to tell you my honest opinion, because I've been able to see the truth so many times and the truth covered up so many times, that we are at a scary place right now in the U.S. And I feel like it's my goal and my job, my duty, my life is to try to bring this truth to the people. And I feel like that's the only way we can be empowered. We can't continue to allow the government to decide who our enemies should be. We need to let truth dictate that.
Well, that's right. We're a big, powerful, rich empire that's been run into the ground. And we're like a vending machine that foreign governments and corporations put coins in to get what they want out of the machine while we pay for it as citizens, while our name is destroyed worldwide. And we've got a dumbed down population because this rotting of the media has been going on really 30, 40, 50 years. And now it's come to a point where even the mainstream media is collapsing in credibility. But they can't stop, because now it's all they know is being prostitutes, as Gerald Celente calls them. And then when a real journalist like yourself comes along, you're anathema, you're demonized, you're attacked, and we're going into this dark night. Now, I want to talk about more about your reports, more about what you've seen, being censored or controlled, more of what was really going on in Bahrain, because they don't want that information out here. But first off, here it is, a WorldNet Daily, March 3rd, 2000, Army PSYOPs at CNN. Counterpunch, CNN and PSYOPs. Here's another one, fair.org. Why were government propaganda experts working on news at CNN? CNN responds. CNN admits it. I haven't found the Washington Post yet, but I know I read it back in 2000. I had been told this before it even came out. But back then, they had generals and hundreds of psyops at CNN Center in Atlanta actually at the editor level above the editors, commanding everything. And then that story kind of died out, so that's why I was asking you. I guess now they just...
You know what? I started at CNN in 2010, so if it was going on, it may have been happening before I was with the network.
No, exactly. My point is exactly, they've gone more underground with it now, is my point. Used to, as Gore Vidal said, the late Gore Vidal, they were standing there. Gore Vidal talked about this, too.
Mm-hmm. And you know, I wonder what's going on. I mean, my red flags are raised when you have this network not reporting on the domestic surveillance. Why aren't they out in Utah, in Bluffdale right now, reporting on the construction of this $2 billion NSA facility that would terrify most Americans if they knew that the NSA was planning on collecting that much data on your personal communications? Why aren't they out there covering
that? Listen, they've got a giant one in San Antonio, and they arrest the San Antonio Express News and the other paper people. They detain them and erase their film. We went with the lawsuit information that they lost a lawsuit in Maryland, and they backed off. I haven't even aired that piece yet, but you're absolutely right. We went down there to try to get media to cover it.
Yeah, I don't understand why they're not covering it. And I think every viewer of CNN needs to question that as well, because why wouldn't they cover something like this? This stuff is fascinating. I even had, Alex, this morning, I had a former CNN employee write me and said, thanks for coming forward. You know, I worked on the desk where we took all the phone calls from viewers.
Amber Lyon, stay there. We're going to come back. Final segment with her straight ahead. This is amazing. AmberLyonLive.com. I tell you, I would stand in line for this, to talk to somebody who's a real journalist who, you know, basically they ran her out of CNN and then threatened to take her health care and money and things away if she didn't shut up. And she told him, you know what, I'm going to expose you. And she was telling me during the break an amazing story that she was starting as we went to break. Amber Lyon, AmberLyonLive.com is her site. I hope to see her back in the media, but perhaps she's going to become the alternative media. I mean, that's the way to go. I mean, I started out myself that way because she's a passionate, smart lady. And we got to stand together or hang separate, as Benjamin Franklin said. Tell people this inside scoop on your friend, your CNN whistleblower, what they told you is happening at CNN.
Yeah, so I've had nothing but support from people internally at CNN, because they've been complaining about this while I was there. A lot of them just, you know, Time Warner is a pretty intimidating enemy to have. So because they have families and for other reasons, they didn't come forward. But today I just got an email from someone who used to work, a woman who used to work on the desk where they would take calls from viewers directly. And she said that during the time, I don't know if you remember in the press, there was all this press about SOPA and ACTA, the internet censorship legislation, also about NDAA. And she said, quote, this is what she writes me today. She wrote editors and said, our viewers are really confused about this legislation and they really want to know more. And she says that her constant emails were ignored. And in the end, she writes, I remember wondering if I was crazy to think there was a deeper reason why CNN wouldn't cover such important subjects, the important subjects, in my opinion. So, I mean, that's someone who was on the front lines, the direct liaison with viewers. So we need to really ask ourselves, if CNN isn't covering these topics, even though viewers want these topics covered in a time where CNN is losing viewers and ratings, then what the hell is going on here, Alex? Why aren't they covering these? Who is intimidating them, or what's going on at that network that this stuff isn't being talked about? And when I come as an investigative reporter and try to expose a U.S. ally country that's horrifically abusing and torturing its people, why am I censored as well? What's going on here? I mean, it has CNN turned into state TV? And that's something we all need to ask ourselves, or just keep in mind as you're watching, so that you know that what you are seeing could potentially be propaganda, and to go to other sources as well, so that you have a complete version, a complete plate of information to be able to try to figure out what the truth is from, Alex.
You're right, and CNN has become globalist TV, mega corporation TV. It's beyond state TV, but they want to masquerade that they're not, and they just give you different flavors. CNN, supposedly neutral. MSNBC's, you know, liberal, but all they do is race bait. And then Fox is conservative. But in the final equation, they all are going in the same direction. And they've tried to carve up and control the population. And now they're all pretty much going along with web censorship because the alternative media is giving them a run for their money. What do you think the system's going to do to try to shut down their competition?
They're buying them up. Look at it. That they've been bought. Anytime a blog gets huge, it gets bought up by AOL or Time Warner. Look at Huffington Post. Look at Mashable. So anytime something gets to the level it can compete, it's bought out. And I think that's what terrifies anyone about the media company I'm starting or your show, Alex, is because we won't sell out. I refuse.
That was my next question. Where are you going now? You say you're starting a company.
Yeah, I have no choice. I'm not a businesswoman, and frankly, I prefer to be doing stories and journalism over business. But I noticed one of the biggest issues and dilemmas facing journalists right now is that we have executives who have no journalistic experience but just want to make a profit running these companies. So
I'll tell you what, your first big assignment, you're doing it. Expose the fake media. Expose the fake news. And right there, you know, you bring them down. I'll tell you, Amber Lyon, Amber. LionLive.com. I look forward to having you back up. God bless you. God bless you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate, like you said.
Hold on. Stay there. Back in 60 seconds.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Why does Obama want his dumbed-down supporters to have little phones so we can send them little brainwashing messages? Because they want you dumbed down and dependent so they can have a corporate-run propaganda media shovel anti-family, anti-liberty, anti-freedom garbage down your throat. Mainstream television wants you to be a stupid slave. And somebody who doesn't, we got five more minutes with it, is a three-time Emmy Award-winning journalist. She worked at CNN the last 3 or 4 years and went to so many different danger zones, war zones, you name it. She's Amber Lyon, AmberLyonLive.com. Finish up the point about the company you're starting, and you were making a point there as we hit break, and then any other points you'd like to make.
Yeah, I mean, it's similar to what you've been doing, Alex. We need journalists starting these companies so that the decisions are made based on the journalistic value, not based on whether or not it's going to generate a profit. And, you know, so I'm working now. I've been taking business 101 classes and really getting my business acumen improved. And I'm working to start an independent media organization as well, muckraker.com. We haven't launched yet. We're hoping to launch in early 2013, but that's become the reality of it. If we don't get more journalists in control of these papers and media outlets, then you know, Lord knows what's going to happen to journalism.
I mean, what we need is a giant spectrum of journalists with different perspectives because, you know, there's one truth, but there's different angles on it. That can vary. But when, hey, let's hype up massacres that are exaggerated or don't exist, and let's not call the bombing of Libya or Syria or arming of rebels, let's not call that war. And then let's hype up, you know, other stuff that isn't happening, but then let's cover up murder in Bahrain. I mean, it's just, it shows the media, if they'll do that for Bahrain, they'll do that here, and that is what they're doing.
Yeah, like I said, they're on the wrong side of history. I mean, the cover-up of the situation in Bahrain is horrific, and every American should know that their tax dollars are going to gas and torture these pro-democracy activists. I mean, that is... It horrifies me knowing my money's going to that cause. And they're shaping the conversation, Alex. They're shaping it to whatever they want it to be, not to the truth. And that is so dangerous for this country, especially considering the state we're in right now. And everyone should know, watch the news now. Watch how much they mention Iran. Considering everything we're facing here in the United States, including the fact that, you know, in a couple of weeks, I'm not going to have health insurance. A lot of my friends don't have jobs or health insurance. You know, my dad's been laid off. You know, the fact that we're dealing with so many issues economically and the fact that the mainstream media is going to focus on Ahmadinejad or what's happening in Iran,
it's classic. They're imploding the economy, giving tens of trillions to foreign banks. They're going to use the outside threat as the pretext to divert everybody. But there's a perfect storm here, because as the alternative media, you know, destroys the old line media because it won't do its job, and it forces them more and more into the hands of the governments and corporations that will pay them for infomercials and propaganda. And so it's going to be a race to the bottom, and it won't matter if they try to shut down the alternative media or buy it up, because the same virus of disinformation and lies will destroy everything they touch.
Yeah, and thank God for the internet and social media. That's the only thing making this censorship irrelevant. There are so many times, even our documentary that CNN International didn't air, and CNN never put on CNN.com, some viewers who had watched it on CNN US taped it and then put it on YouTube. So it was at least able to be seen there. But think about in the past when we didn't have that, and this stuff just disappeared. It's pretty scary. But luckily, I see the rise of so many independent outlets right now, and to fill that vacuum, Alex, and that's what's really giving me hope. Because
I'm excited.
Yeah,
Amber Lyon, I'm excited about having you back as you get into more reports. Again, thank you so much for all the time today.
Hey, thank you so much, Alex, for having me on. I appreciate it. It means a lot to me.
Are you kidding? I appreciate you. Well, there she goes, Amber Lyon, AmberLyonLive.com. We'll be back. I'm Alex Jones. Our websites are PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWarsNews.com, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. You can find our Facebook, Twitters, and all that up on the websites.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Yes, everybody in Cleveland, low minority, got Obama phone. Keep Obama in president, you know. Gave us a phone.
He gave you a phone.
He's gonna do more.
How did he give you a phone?
You sign up. If you're on food stamps, you on Social Security, you got low income, you disability.
Hey, I have a question. Okay, what's wrong with Romney again?
Romney, he sucks. Hey.
You got Obama phone?
Yes, everybody in Cleveland, low minority, got Obama phone. Keep Obama in president, you know. He gave us a phone.
He gave you a phone.
He's gonna do more.
How did he give you a phone?
You sign up. If you on food stamps, you on Social Security, you got low income, you disability.
Hey, I'm
Obama.
Obama phone.
Yes, everybody in Cleveland.
Ladies and gentlemen, Elmo gone bad.
Obama in president, you know.
Literally. Guys, can we pull up Elmo real quick? Just a short clip of Elmo, because I don't mean to be mean, but I'm sorry. This woman sounds like a demonic Elmo. Everybody get Obama phone. I can't even do it. And I've got the guys finding them. We're compiling a bunch of people, a bunch of different ones that you're not hearing anywhere on talk radio, because I remembered them. We're finding some of them. Listeners are sending them to us. There's dozens of these things with people going, oh, thank you, Mr. President. I'm going to get a free car and a free house in Florida. And women going, Mr. President, I want a free house. He's like, all right, I'll get it for you. Don't worry. Absolutely. Oh, you're going to faint there, baby cakes. Remember that 4 years ago? I don't do a very good Obama. I can do a Bill Clinton. I did not have sex with that woman, Monica Lewinsky. We do have Elmo. Listen to her carefully, because...
Go ahead. Do your thing.
Go ahead.
Petunia.
No.
No. Okay. Sesquipedalia.
No.
No.
It's not really Elmo. I'm telling you, that woman sounds like... The Grouch. I don't know. It sounds like some Muppet. I've let my kids watch Sesame Street a few times. Does...
You got Obama phone?
Yes. Cleveland, low minority, got Obama phone. Keep Obama in president, you know?
Well, I'm sorry. I just love that woman's voice. I guarantee you, we need to find her as a talent search. I could give her comedy lines. She would be the biggest sensation in the country. Yeah, who's that? Oscar the Grouch. It's like Oscar the Grouch meets Cookie Monster. I don't know. I'm done. Turn it off. Oh, man, I can't handle it anymore. You know why the globalists hate talk radio? Because it's unscripted. Coming up at the end of the hour, we're going to air excerpts of the NSA report that's up at PrisonPlanet.tv. InfoWars reporters confronted by NSA in San Antonio. You heard the former CNN journalist, the whistleblower, about the cover-ups. She was just on saying somebody ought to go show these big NSA buildings. Everybody's talking about the new big one in Utah spying on everybody. What about down in San Antonio? They arrest reporters and take their film. Not us. We were there with the printout where they lost a lawsuit in Maryland over this, saying journalists couldn't take video or photos of their base there. We were like to the cops and the NSA feds with them. Here you go. Get ready for the lawsuit. And they didn't arrest them. They only snatch and grab people they think are dumb because they think you're dumb and won't know how to defend yourself in court. I'm telling you, this whole road to tyranny is paved with ignorance, and that's why they want you dumbed down and dependent on government. So that's about a four-minute report we'll be airing near the end of the show. Also, I'm going to air the Judge Dredd, Jakari Jackson report that ties into the drones and the police state. And why are so many movies about dystopias? Well, they're conditioning us in the culture in the last 50 years. They call it predictive programming to just accept this new future, this Agenda 21 mega city future. Now, I wanted to get him on because I know that he has railed about this on his own popular California syndicated radio show. He's on some of our affiliates, KSCO and others out there. And he joins us now because he hadn't been on in a month or two. And he's backed by popular demand. Dr. Corey Gold has his doctorate in dental surgery from the University of California, San Francisco in 88. He's got a bunch of other degrees in biology and a minor in chemistry. He's got a bachelor in biology and a minor in chemistry from California State University. Fullerton received a bachelor's degree in dental sciences from the University of California, San Francisco. He's the co-founder and president of Pro Jabba International, a noted product formulator. And it just goes on and on. He's exposed, but a pioneer exposing what's happening with the families of children with autism spectrum disorders and more. I wanted to get him on about the new big French study, but there's a bunch of others showing rats fed Monsanto corn, one type alone, had 70% of them died young. What are the females? 50% of the males. Giant tumors growing, what was it, twice as fast, more tumors. This is what a lot of other studies show. I wanted to get into that with him. But first, Doc, because I know you cover other stuff, what do you make of all these videos coming out of Obama supporters running around thinking they're going to get free goodies, free phones, which he's done, and now they go, and there's more. I'm going to get more free stuff as soon as Obama gets in. I mean, that's what Benjamin Franklin talked about. Democracy is two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner. And then people say, how dare you be against democracy? Well, we're not a democracy. We're a republic. You might want to tell folks what that is. It means that 51% say, hey, we voted to kill the other 49. Sorry, you can't do that. There's basic liberties that are enshrined rule of law. But hey, you know, she's like, hey, take everybody's stuff. I want Obama phone. And but it's worse than that. You've got a lot of other corporate welfare people, the big mega banks. You know, they're not out there saying, I want my Obama phone like a Muppet, but they are getting trillions of our taxpayer money. Dr. Gold, give us your take on this.
Elmo free phone was just priceless. And by the way, that's what it's like out there to some degree. It's like, please reelect Obama because we didn't get enough stuff in the last 4 years. I still want my iPad. I want my Obama iPad. I need my Obama laptop. I need my Obama, you know, SUV. I need my Obama stuff. She literally thinks everybody in her city is going to get free gear if they reelect Obama. It was priceless. And it is scary that that is so prevalent in the community out there. It's just so amazing that they're voting thinking, if I vote for this individual, I'm going to get a bunch of free electronic gear. And that's why I should vote for somebody. It's not about education. It's not about the security of your nation. It's not about your independence and liberty. It's about, can I get some free electronic gear? It's like going to Fry's Electronics. Can I get some free electronics if I vote for you?
Well, I cover this in my new issue of InfoWars magazine. We have subscriptions available at InfoWarsStore.com. Evil capitalism, folks, where you support ideas that you think are important and free speech freely by free association, not MSNBC getting $500 million in taxpayer stimulus money to give raises to their little globalist minions. No, no, we don't come with a gun like the government and make you buy InfoWars magazine. But I break down in here the technocracy where MIT and others are saying soon they're just going to have brain implants that they're going to say treat depression where you're wire heads. Philip K. Dick wrote about this 30 years ago, where you'll have unlimited pleasure centers stimulated, but it'll be a government-controlled chip. And we're not very far away from this. You know, 20 years ago, they had remote-controlled cockroaches. Now they've got vaccines that go in and reprogram the brain so that you're never depressed again. They reprogram it by eating areas of the brain that are associated with depression. I mean, we're really here in a brave new world, and that segues us in to the cancer studies, the in the rats. So these aren't the first, but now the Russians are banning GMO corn. The French are going crazy, burning down the crops that have been planted. But here we're in a giant test tube, Doc, as you know, and we're leading the world in cancer and every other disorder. Break down what you think's really going on here.
Well, some companies in France did studies on the GMO corn by Monsanto. And it showed that over a two-year period of time that the rats that had that food source did much more poorly than the rats that had regular corn. In fact, they had a higher rate of cancer and many other things. And so a lot of people started reading those studies and saying, we don't want this. You know, we don't want to eat this food.
Like, I can't get Obama phone.
Yeah, you get your Obama phone. But then Monsanto's response was, wait a second, your studies weren't long enough to show any damage. The studies done to show damage were 2 years long. The safety studies were 90 days long. So God, it's just hilarious. Your studies weren't long enough to show damage. They were 2 years. And the study that said that was safe was 90 days by Monsanto. And by the way,
funded by Monsanto people. They admit on that study at the bottom that it was funded by Monsanto.
Right. So the Russians, you know, you can say what you will about them, but they can read the data and they're like, I don't think we want this. You know, just getting rampant cancer is not something we want to take a risk on. And by the way, I got four of my topics all involve Monsanto. Monsanto today is the number one donor in the state of California to defeat Proposition 37. Proposition 37 in California says that if GMOs are in foods, it should be on the labels. And $25 million has been spent to defeat this and only about $1 million to support it because, you know, it's just grassroots. And you look at the supporters, I mean, like, who is supporting this ban? You know, you would think in this openness, you know, wasn't Barack Obama supposed to be all about fairness and openness and a more, you know, we're going to all be telling the truth society. Monsanto, $4 million to make sure you don't know that GMOs are in your food in California. DuPont, over $4 million to make sure that you don't know GMOs are in your food in California. Pepsi, BASF.
Obama phone.
Yeah. Goes on. Coca-Cola, Nestle, Bayer, Dow, all spending millions of dollars in the state of California to tell you that you shouldn't have the choice to know that GMOs are in your food. They're going to try to convince you with millions of dollars in the state of California that you should not have the right to know if GMOs are in your food or not.
But none of that matters if I get an Obama phone.
Right. You know, it's like, do you want to know about GMOs or not? If you don't, you get an Obama phone. Like, well, in that case, you know, what the heck?
Sheryl Crow says the cell phone gave her a brain tumor, and the studies show that too. But whatever, as long as you get an Obama phone. All right, we'll be right back with Dr. Corey Gold to break down his four topics. I wanted him on. I said, what do you want to come on about? And I said, whatever you want to cover, bro. I know you're really informed about all this. So he's going to break down Monsanto and a lot more. News tonight, I'm going to play a bunch of clips of people thinking they're going to get free houses, free cars from Obama. Listeners are finding them all over the place. Mainstream media is only running two or three of them. We've got a whole bunch of them. It'll be on the nightly news tonight. And then this Sunday, 4 to 6, I'll be live with the Sunday radio show. I'm going to air this report that we're putting together. The problem is there's just too many of them. I mean, you're watching this stuff. You think it's a joke, folks. It isn't a joke. It's like, we run America now, we're getting free stuff, we're going to take your money. I mean, that's just everything the founders warned us about. Now let's shift gears back to Dr. Corey Gold. Monsanto and others, what is it, like 20 million now they've spent in California, Monsanto and others together. It's like 19 million a few days ago. Now it's 20 million. 2 weeks ago, it was like 16 million. It's growing millions every week to not let you have the food labeled. In Europe now, they're restricting getting vitamins. South Korea, you can't get vitamins. I was told this by a guy who lived in South Korea, and I went and looked it up. It's true, unless you go to a pharmacy and get a prescription. They're trying to go after everything now. I mean, these people are killing us. There's no doubt that, look, this isn't an accident. Every major GMO food that gets studied, if it's cross species, is reducing fertility and has stuff added to it. There's no way it could always be bad. I mean, I'm not even against some genetic manipulation if it's properly tested. There's no way this is an accident, Doc.
Well, I mean, the whole irony of it is we have a president in the office right now who came with hope and change and transparency. And so in California, we said, hey, how about being transparent and just tell us what's in the food? We're not even saying ban it. We're just saying, tell us if it's in there. We'll make our own decisions, you know, what to do, like maybe a, you know, like you do for peanut labeling and other things. You tell us what kind of fats are in food. Just tell us GMOs are there or not, and we'll make a decision ourselves. And they're saying, no, we'll tell you if there's peanuts in the food, but we won't tell you if there's GMO in the foods. And, you know, they're actually paying $25 million. It's up to almost $26 million right now. So that you won't have the ability to make decisions for yourself. You won't have the ability to go look at and say to yourself, you know, I've done the research myself. I don't want that food. I've done the research.
Oh, so wait, last time I saw it was 20 mil. It's now 26 mil.
It's 26 million as of today. And the group supporting it, which is just, you know, average everyday people, you know, they got a million and a half. And that's just from like people like you and I donating $50 a pop. The average donation right now to defeat Proposition 37 is like $600,000. So you're not talking everyday people. Only 44 donations have been made. 44 companies have made donations to defeat Proposition 37. So they're all like Coca-Cola and Pepsi, ConAgra.
Pepsi, when I saw this 2 years ago, I didn't believe that PepsiCo had a division making flavoring out of dead babies in China because they got to do something with them. And it was true. And then they ruled this year that shareholders can't even go to the meeting and demand it be taken out. I mean, it's just, they have suicide nets around the Apple factories in China and have forced abortions on the site. I mean, we're in a science fiction nightmare. And when these so-called liberals get in control, all hell breaks loose because they're not liberals. They're not trying to domesticate us to help us. They want to control us.
Well, your freedom to know what you want to know, as long as it's what the government wants you to know. I mean, you would think that the government would say, listen, we want an educated, you know, group of people. You make decisions yourself. We're telling you how much fat's in the food. We're telling you how much carbohydrates in the food. We're going to tell you if there's GMO or not. Well, no, wait a second. You can't know if there's GMO because we'd be afraid that if you knew there was GMO in the food, you would elect not to purchase it. Therefore, you cannot know because we don't want you having a decision not to buy something you don't want. That's what it is. They know that if you know, you'll avoid it. In fact, they say this is the battleground. If California bans or allows GMO labeling on the food, that would wipe out the GMO industry because nobody in California.
It'll be a ban by voting with the dollars.
Right.
It's over. We're just not going to buy their crud anymore.
Right. In Japan right now, it's required. China right now even requires it. France now requires it. But in the United States, you know, they're trying to block you knowing something that's so fundamental.
We are such a joke because we think we're so free. We're becoming totally enslaved.
Well, think about this. A report out by Public Citizen Organization, which I'm not part of in any way, and that's a public group. It's not related to the Republican or Democratic Party. They just did a study that $30 billion has been fined to Big Pharma over the last 20 years. And they say that's only basically they had to pay fines worth about 2% of the profits they made on illegal marketing tactics. In other words, they were telling you that certain drugs were good for you for certain things that they were never proven to be good for. In other words, take this drug for this condition, but we have no evidence to support you even need it.
Or it turned out they knew that it was actually bad for you.
Oh, yeah, we got that too with the Vandia. Well,
let's break that down when we get back. Folks, they get a 2% fine for knowingly putting HIV in your Factor VIII blood product for 11 years that killed hundreds of thousands. And then the documents came out, they knew and liked it. They like killing you. They're eugenicists. We'll be right back.
to fight. Stage set, now pay the price. An ego boost, don't think twice. Technology, the battle's
unfair. Yeah, technology, the battle's unfair. And humans are seen as animals by the globalists. And they've got the drones, the technology, the soft kill weapons, and the food and the water. And they're hitting us and hitting us hard. But not only can you avoid the poisons, you can also use the building blocks, the key full-spectrum vitamins, minerals, and trace elements to empower your body to reverse a lot of this. And the science is there. And yes, I've got Dr. Corey Gold on to break down the news. He's a great syndicated talk show host on quite a few stations in his own right. But he's also, look at this right here, almost forgot to plug this. He's also one of the most successful developers as a chemist, biologist, dentist, doctor of some of the best-selling products in the world, ladies and gentlemen. That's why I was so honored when I said, hey, I'd like to work with you on something that is branded to Alex Jones. I'm so proud of the products you developed. All my favorite products are the ones he developed. And he said, well, it's funny. I'm thinking about doing a berry-flavored pollen burst that has even more antioxidants, along with all the B vitamins and minerals and the pollen extract that's in there that's so incredible. And I'm like, are you kidding? Pollen burst is my favorite. I don't like energy drinks. They make me feel weird. This doesn't do it because it does it with the vitamins and the minerals, and it's got the caffeine, I guess, from a natural, green tea in there. And it gives me more of a boost than three cups of coffee, even though it has a lot less caffeine, because it synergistically works. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsHealth.com or InfoWarsTeam.com or anywhere else for that matter, it supports the broadcast and what we're doing. So as you can see on the packaging, as featured on the Alex Jones Show, it's a win-win-win-win-win. I promote gold. It was at $245 an ounce 11 years ago, and I said it would go up because of global currency devaluation when they detonated the derivatives bomb. Exactly as I said happened. Not a rocket scientist. I've studied history. I know about Weimar Republic, Zimbabwe, Argentina 12 years ago. I know where we're going. I said Europe would be in flames. It's begun. And I say, filter your water. Don't drink fluoride. Harvard admits gives you brain damage and bone cancer. I mean, it's just real simple. I promote what I do. I promote what I use. And it's a win-win-win. Go there, InfoWarsHealth.com, InfoWarsTeam.com. Knowledge is power, and get the Pollen Burst or Pollen Burst Plus. And Alejandro Jones is right there on the cover of the Pollen Burst Plus. We have the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. They've got the best brand, and I've used them all, of essential fatty acids. It's all available right now at InfoWarsHealth.com. A huge catalog, every product in the longevity system. And when you sign up to become a distributor, you get big discounts. You can also sign up for free shipping at InfoWarsHealth.com. So the best deals anywhere out there on the full spectrum of longevity products, over, 300 of them, at InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. Or if you need help signing up, they're on the website. If you guys will scroll down, I'll give them the toll-free number that is there on the site. Again, at the bottom of InfoWarsHealth.com. If you scroll down to the bottom of it for me, guys, there is the toll-free number. Or I guess I can just go to InfoWarsTeam.com. I know that it's on that site as well. Let me just put team at the end of InfoWars.com, and I will give that number out on air for everybody. 877-551-1301, 877-551-1301. And we've got members of the InfoWars team there, a lot of nutritionists, you name it. You never know who's going to answer the phone. Doctors, lawyers, got a great team of hundreds of people there. That's why you can join the team there to basically take your order, answer your questions. 877-551-1301. I didn't get Dr. Gold on to start going wild plugging this today, but the Alex pack is up there discounted. It is all right there. Incredible, healthy weight loss products. Heart products, you name it, it's all there at InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com or 877-551-1301. There's also emails there that you can email people if you'd like to correspond that way. Catherine at InfoWars.com, MZ at InfoWars.com, and just a lot of other ways to get in touch with us there on the site, 877-551-1301, InfoWarsHealth.com. Doc, I want to get into all the other attacks and the battle that's joined and all these new medical reports and the cancer connected to the GMOs. But first off, let's do a little more plugging here, mid-air refueling. And funds our freedom. We're not the government who comes with a gun and takes money and then uses it to finance anti-family globalist garbage. And I want to get into the attack on the family, Michelle Obama running what your kids eat all over the country now, not just it started in Illinois 3 years ago, their Chicago mafia model where evil parents can't pack lunches for their children because the state owns them. Now that's spreading nationwide. I mean, a real dark age here happening. But before we do that, tell people about why Pollenburst Plus and Pollenburst is so special and so revolutionary.
Well, thank you for all those kind words. Yeah, in some ways, we're not even parents of our children anymore. We kind of just keep them in our houses while the government allows us to, and they tell us what to do, and we just kind of do it for them. Pollenburst, it's a fantastic product that we started creating several years ago. We wanted a drink product that people would enjoy taking, not like a medicine-y product, and a product that people would enjoy taking that would have a wide spectrum of essential minerals, vitamins, amino acids, and it would also give them natural energy. So like you mentioned, we have the green tea extracts in there, and that has an energy component to it, but it also has these great things called ECGCs, which are naturally very powerful polyphenols, which are antioxidants, and your body loves antioxidants. Plus, it has something in there called SOD, superoxide dismutase. And your body loves SOD. In fact, your body makes SOD. It's the chemical that your body makes. It's one of three antioxidants that your body naturally makes on its own. We have the only proven source of SOD that can be taken through a drink or a pill product and it be absorbed into the body. It's not something we say. It's something that's been scientifically proven and actually patented. And we're very proud that we're using it. It's difficult to use, and we're proud that we're using it well. So your body can really absorb that SOD and gets great antioxidant benefit. And most of the listeners know that SOD and antioxidants are really important in your immune system, preventing sun damage, helping cells repair, and trying to keep away things like cancer and other things like that. In addition to that, you've got your vitamin D. We all need vitamin D, more and more evidence coming out on that. And we're not sprinkling just tiny little bits of things to put them into the label. We're actually putting functional doses into them. We have all the B vitamin spectrum, vitamin A. We have the flower pollen micronutrient complex in there. We're very proud of what's in there. And it's low in calories. It tastes great. Your kids will enjoy taking it. And they'll think they're getting something that's a treat as opposed to a punishment. And you just feel natural energy when you take it. And I'm an adult. I don't want to feel like some of these drinks do, where I feel jittery, or I don't want to feel like I'm getting hot and sweaty. I don't want to feel like I can't go to sleep. I want to feel I have empowered with natural energy so I can sweep my garage if I want to, or I can sit down and read a book if I want to. That's the kind of energy I want.
Now, let's shift gears back into what you were breaking down there, Dr. Corey Gold here. We got cut off by the break, and you were starting to get into, just the full spectrum right of what's going on.
Well, we were talking before about the $30 billion in fines to Big Pharma, and that includes like GlaxoSmithKline, Johnson & Johnson, Abbott Labs. Those pharmaceutical companies make about two-thirds of that $30 billion, or about $20 billion in fines. But those fines are a drop in the bucket. Think about this. Glaxo had a drug called Avandia, and they had research on Avandia that showed it had a huge increase in heart attack and other fatal risk side effects. And they didn't tell anybody. And now they're estimating, Public Citizens is estimating that 50,000 to 100,000 people may have died prematurely by taking this drug, and yet they only had to pay a very small fee. If you and I were to do something and cause the deaths of, or possible deaths of some people, or the harm to people, we go to jail. But nobody in their group is going to jail. They pay a small percentage of their profit back, and happily they keep working. It's kind of like they're paying off the government. Hey, listen, you did some really bad things. You pushed some drugs that didn't work. Some of them may have killed some people. Some may have not been right for that particular disease entity. Some may have been overpriced. Who knows what? Just give us a couple percentage points back and keep on going into business. So you help fund us, we help fund you, we all merrily go along. It's crazy. You would think that if somebody knowingly hid a scientific evidence that could have saved lives, they'd be in jail. But instead, they're just busily making their next drug. It's crazy.
You're right. I want to shift gears into an area here because we now have all over the United States the federal government coming in and saying GMOs are good. We want you to drink fluoride that kills you. Harvard studies, that's all admitted.
Right.
We want to force all these inoculations on you. We want to put Ritalin and Prozac in you. We want to let Big Pharma kill you on record. Gardasil killed a bunch of people in the trials, so they have government mandated to give vaccine liability protection. But all that's okay. Michelle Obama, they say, decides what you eat, and now parents can't pack the lunches from Denver, Colorado to Chicago, Illinois. I mean, this is insane. Where is all this going?
Oh, it's just starting. We're just, you know, for all of us who are maybe over the age of 40, when we remember back the happy days of our lives, our kids will not believe and our grandkids will not believe the kind of lives that we led, because they're not going to be able to go to the store and buy whatever they want. They're going to be buying what the government tells them to buy. You know, the thought right now, if I was to hand my kid a lunch in Chicago, it's very likely it might be confiscated from that child and the kid told your parents aren't qualified to make you a school lunch, a home lunch. Therefore, you have to eat what school gives you.
But I discovered it's happening nationwide. And so is they're even arresting kids for chalking the street at their own house, hopscotching. They're arresting Amish, front yard, backyard gardens. I mean, this government's a lunatic.
Well, if they can take your kid's lunch away at school that you made as their parent, what's to say they can't tell you what you have to serve them for breakfast and dinner? I mean, really?
No. The Department of Education, or the Department of what's the big one? The one over the farms, the Department of Agriculture. They said 10 years ago, I covered it. They said, we're going to decide what you eat. You're going to have a national smart card. There's not going to be any more cash. We're going to track everything you do. We're going to tax you. And now Bloomberg's proposing all this.
Well, yeah. I mean, in the whole vein of helping you out, they're gonna take away your decision making because you're too stupid to make decisions. And if we let you make your own breakfast, lunch, and dinner, who knows what you might do? Therefore, for your own protection, we're gonna put cameras in your homes. We're actually gonna put barcodes on all your foods. We're gonna weigh you every few weeks to make sure that you're weighing the right amount. And if your cholesterol goes up, we're gonna mandate you take cholesterol reducing medications. You know, we are now basically your brain, and you're basically a walking vessel, and your children are not your own. You get to keep them as long as you play by our rules, which is do exactly what we say. So do I think we're going that way? Unfortunately, I think we are.
It's amazing. And, you know, you tell people the UN wants to ban all vitamins and minerals over the counter, even the adulterated crud most places sell. And they're like, oh, that's not happening, even though it's on record, Codex Alimentarius. You can go read it on the UN website. But I think the tyrants are rushing everything now because they know they've followed the trajectory. They know that overall, people that still aren't completely brain damaged are waking up and saying no. They can see their time of tyranny is coming to an end. The pendulum starting to swing the other way. So they're racing in to try to clamp down now, and that's only backfiring on them more. I don't think they're going to get away with this.
Well, I hope not. And you would think that people would instinctually somewhere in their gut start getting angry and say, wait a second, you got a song, We Aren't Going to Take This Anymore, one of my favorite songs.
We're not going to take it. Yeah.
You think that somewhere would rise up inside you and say, wait a second, you're actually proposing we don't know that GMOs are our food? Really? You're kidding me right now. That one you went too far on. You're telling us that it's bad for us to know. But so I think at some point, you know, right now you can go to some schools and they'll give you the morning after pill and they won't tell the parents. So, I mean, at some point the parents have to say, wait a second, you can't be dealing with my 13-year-old daughter that way. Those are family decisions, not your decision as a school to make about a morning after pill or driving a child to get an abortion or giving those kind of decisions. That should be a family
decision.
You live
in California where they're already shooting them up without parental consent as young as, what, 11? I mean, let me tell you something. That is criminal to have a punk government saying, oh, well, your kid gave consent. You don't have consent till 18. I mean, that is the criminal's creed that, oh, you know, the kid gave consent to whatever the case was.
Well, my younger one can't give consent to anything because she's not old enough to make consent. She's not a legal adult, and she doesn't even have a background to make those decisions. How can you have, how can you, even in the criminal court, say if somebody doesn't have the mental faculties, they can't be considered to be guilty because they didn't know what they were doing. How could my 16-year-old have the mental capability or the background to know those decisions of that ramification? She can't.
It's unbelievable. Well, we've got to have you back up very, very soon, Doc. Briefly, spend a few minutes, though, here, because, you know, we're not the government taking people's money and then using it against them. You know, we're here free market promoting what we believe in, voting with our dollars, buying organic with those who are voluntarily labeling it and getting it certified. I know there's moves to not let milk companies say there's no GMO or no growth hormone. I mean, they don't even want you to be able to voluntarily say, hey, we're natural. Of course, natural doesn't mean anything now. You know, we're actually organic, pesticide, herbicide, GMO free. There's that move. That's why now it's more important than ever to know who the best vitamin and mineral supplement companies are out there. Why is pollen burst and things like Beyond Tangy Tangerine available at InfoWarsHealth.com? Why is that, I mean, literally heads above the rest compared to the competition out there? What makes it so special? And what are the types of things that these products can do for different degenerative problems and things that are out there? I mean, it really is a cornucopia of just miraculous things because your body is designed to run off this stuff. And there's the big secret hiding in plain view.
Well, I'm one of those Bible clingers that believes that we were divinely created. And I believe that our body was given, innate abilities to do a lot of things to help heal itself. Not everything, but most things. Your body has an intelligence to it. And if it's given the right minerals, I mean, it's almost crazy when you think about it. If somebody says, listen, you need to have your 60 essential minerals, you need to have your 60 essential vitamins, you need to have your 12 amino acids, you need to have your 3 omega oils. And somebody would say, you're crazy for listening to these people. You need to be on drugs and medications. You need to be on, aspartame. You need to be taking your Diet Coca-Cola. You need to be doing these things. And somebody out there says, listen, vitamins and minerals and amino acids are good for you. Those are the crazy folks. When I went to school, they said, listen, you are what you eat.
That's right. Exactly. Fetal cells of dead babies and Pepsi, good. Vitamins and minerals, bad.
Right. The people were telling you to eat well and eat organic and have pure water and try to have pure oxygen in your home and filtration and to have vitamins and minerals and to lower your gluten ratios. Those are the crazy people. Those of you who are going and having like the fat substitutes and the sugar substitutes and going and having your vaccinations, those are the same people. And somewhere along the way, people are going to have to say,
exactly.
It's 1984 all over again. I'm hearing crazy talk in my head. And eventually the light bulb has to go on and say, how can it be bad to supplement? Really? How can that be bad?
Exactly. While we've done what the MDs say and the big pharma, and we're leading the world in every horrible disease and cancer and you name it. Dr. Gold, thank you so much for the time.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right, folks, as promised, we're going to skip this network break here. I'm really bad about this because I want to get the info out. Here is a report where I sent Melissa Melton and Ja'Kari Jackson down to the NSA. They got another report coming up tonight on the RFID where they're making the kids wear RFIDs in San Antonio. This is a base almost as big. It's one of the biggest in the U.S. as the one in D.C., the one in Maryland, the one out in Utah, and no one talks about it. And they take the film of major newspaper and TV reporters, not ours. You know why? Because we presented them with a lawsuit they lost in Maryland. We presented them with that and got their attention. Hey, we're here to let you know what you're doing in there is illegal. Here's that report. Then we'll play the Judge Dredd breakdown. Here it is.
We're here in San Antonio, Texas, about to cover a student RFID protest in just mere moments. We stopped here at this neighborhood Walmart to check for directions. And as you can see, we're surrounded by not only a Walmart, a GameStop, a Staples office supply store, but also a NSA data mining center.
They got footage of them driving around the facility, which anybody can tape. But they come up and get in their face and threaten them and stuff. The audio is not that good. But you can see it if you're watching at PrisonPlanet.tv, and we have it posted at InfoWars.com as well. And it's all about intimidation that, hey, we're going to spy on you illegally, and you're not going to show video of us. What do you think this is, America? You know, you're all suspects, but we, the government, the stage 9/11 and everything else, we're the good guys. Now take some cancer shots and your vaccines because we love you.
Now, in 2008, and I wouldn't be surprised if it has happened again since then, a journalist was detained for 45 minutes for filming the then-under-construction NSA Data Mining Center. We have been able to avoid detention here, and we are not going to press our luck. This is Ja'Kari Jackson for the InfoWars Nightly News.
But a few minutes later, driving away, they did get grabbed. good to press your luck and then exercise your freedom of a free American and a free human.
Hey, NSA, if you decide to confiscate this tape, we are truly looking for the visitor center and we would like to take a tour.
Yeah, he even said that on tape in case they took it. They would then watch him talking to them.
Yeah, we're trying to find the visitor center. Do you guys do guided tours here?
No, we don't.
Do you guys have any, like, information we can take home or anything like that?
Information as far as what?
I mean, just, like, what do you guys do here? Because, like, you guys do have a visitor center. Is that correct, sir?
We can't get that information out.
He doesn't say sir to the scum American.
Are we being detained, officer?
Absolutely not.
Okay, just asking.
They had him blocked in.
Asking me for info.
No, Eric?
You're not detained, but you can't leave. Give me your ID. More lies.
Okay.
Give me your ID, enemy American.
Why do I need to give you my ID?
Enemy American. Is you're an enemy American.
Okay, what is it that you want to know? Because you understand this is restricted government property, this area?
Well, sir, like I said...
There's a sign right here that states no electrical equipment, no video camera, no filming.
Okay, sir, we'll be happy to leave.
All right, let's stop right there.
Can you confirm?
You can watch the whole video online. I'm out of time here on that, but listen, here's the deal. They got a tiny sign saying you can't film. Maybe they got a sign saying I got to come mow their lawn on Saturday mornings. Maybe they got a sign saying they can have sex with my wife. Maybe they got a sign saying I got to stick my hand in a meat grinder. Maybe they got a sign. You don't have jack crap. You work for foreign banks that took over the stage 9/11 and run Al-Qaeda. I've had enough of it. Anyways, they give them the little, oh, here's an article about you losing a lawsuit over this. But again, we've got to exercise our rights or lose it. The whole video is like 5 more minutes of it up at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com for everybody. That's the type of stuff that's on InfoWars Nightly News every night. So much of it we don't have time for here on the radio. You've got to become subscribers and support us because it's amazing. 7 o'clock Central every night. By the way, huge breaking news at InfoWars.com. We confirm this. Talk to the ATF today. The recording's going up there now. We have all the documents. ATF is racially profiling Hispanic gun owners. This is breaking now. I was buying guns a few weeks ago, and it's like, it said, are you Hispanic or Latino? And I said, what's that mean? They go, we don't know. It's separate from the other race questions. They want to know. And it's because they run you through, the ATF admitted, a database of Mexican cartel. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, the country's 37% Hispanic. You've got, in children, it's about 50%. In adults, 16.3%. But overall, it's about 37%. And I mean, the idea is all Hispanics are criminals because Mexico has a drug war in it and our government ships guns in. It's an incredible article, ATF racially profiling Hispanic gun owners, that just went up minutes ago at InfoWars.com, an investigative report by Adan Salazar and Matt T. Williams and myself. So that's up there with all the documents. The audio of the interview with the ATF spokesperson is going to be added as well. We recorded the phone call. That's being processed and transferred over right now. It's all up at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We'll cover it more on the Nightly News tonight. But here's Jakari Jackson's report on another movie, about dystopic future. They've been getting everybody ready for this forever. Here's the Judge Dredd review by our own Jakari Jackson. And then we will continue here on air with the retransmission.
Judge Joseph Dredd has come to the screens once again. This time, the adaptation simply titled Dredd. I'm Jakari Jackson for the InfoWars Nightly News. Let's analyze this trailer to find the fact behind the fiction of this new film. Spoiler alert.
You know how often we get a judge up in peace treats? Well, you got one now.
The Judge Dredd storyline takes place in 2070, after war has devastated the majority of the United States, leaving only a few large sections of land known as megacities inhabitable.
800 million people living in the ruin of the old world.
Megacities are full of cramped skyscrapers that house the city's population.
Agenda 21 highlights include the destruction of the family unit in the name of sustainable development, with people being forced to live in tight, compact cities and high-rise stack 'em and pack 'em apartments no bigger than this 16 by 16 foot space.
See any similarities? There we saw a drone patrolling the city skies. Now this is probably the least futuristic aspect of the entire trailer, mainly because there are drones patrolling the U.S. skies right now. It wasn't long ago that it was said that drones in the U.S. would be unarmed, but even relatively small law enforcement agencies have been able to secure them for their own purposes.
This one's even designed to carry weapons.
You have a stun baton where you can actually engage somebody.
Let's take a look now at a judge's uniform. Black, heavy armor, with a helmet that doubles as a mask. Back in 1977, when Judge Dredd first debuted, it was considered science fiction for police to dress
absolutely
like this.
The full report at InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.